If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
How come some people get cat and some people get chrysanthemum?
Say that again?
Some people get cat. I mean, if you're in a spelling bee, they say, how do you spell cat? C-A-T.
Yeah.
And, okay, the next, who wants to be next? Deuce Davis said, I want to be next. And the teacher said, okay, how do you spell chrysanthemum?
Now, that one is beyond me. I have no idea.
What?
And okay.
He sure is cool, isn't he?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
If the spirits cause you to become lost in the jungle, what should you do to find your way home? I don't know.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what we're talking about.
And now,
let's go! Keep up that intensity! Let's go! Let's go!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:35, and it is Thursday, the 11th. Of Sextember.
Ah! Yeah! Oh.
Mm.
Oh. I know. All right.
I think it's coming along well.
Coming along well. By the end of the month, that's going to be a very good montage of sounds.
Absolutely.
Who was that Channel 2 reporter that was
Mary
just on?
Mary Beth McCade, I think.
Mary Beth McCade? Was she a centerfold?
Clearly.
She was doing a story on, it's the, of course, I'm sure you've seen it by now.
9/11.
7th anniversary of 9/11. Yeah. And she was doing the story, and we were all looking at her like, what?
She's not a reporter.
She's just a playmate they sent out in the field to remember 9/11.
Clearly.
Yeah, which is the way the direction the news should go. Yeah.
It is the way the news is going.
Correct. And that's a good
trend. Have you
trend.
Seen the girls doing the traffic and the weather lately?
And by the way, it's a local Channel 2. It's not like a national thing. It's just local Channel 2 decided they needed some playmates. To go out into the field and do some stories. And I applaud that effort.
We'll have to look her up, see what her background
so to speak.
Is.
Yes, we will. Her background is going to be at the Playboy Mansion.
Probably.
And, yeah.
Some pictorials. Yeah, we were, I'm sure.
And it's strange to watch footage of the original 9/11 and not really think about that. You're just thinking, look at her. Wow.
You know? I think that's disrespectful. To put her up to do that story. Because that's not the point of the story.
Well, I think it has. See, that way the story is entertaining for everyone.
It's a counterbalance for your sadness.
It's a super serious topic.
I think you don't have a penis.
Yeah.
That's very evident.
I hope.
Might be true.
Super serious topic. So you don't want to get too bummed.
Right.
So you put some eye candy on the screen, and then everybody has a little something.
Okay. I can see your point.
Yeah. Channel 2,
well done.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to Jerry O'Connell yesterday in the studio about his new show, Do Not Disturb, which was on last night.
Yes.
And it's about a hotel and a general manager of the hotel who's pretty much having sex with every hot woman that works there.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It sure seems like a hotel. And I've never thought about this before, but in a hotel, you have empty rooms all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go in a closet or hide. Just use one of the rooms that's
empty.
Seems
like it must happen a lot there.
A room with a bed that locks. I mean, that seems bad for people who have trouble controlling themselves,
you
know?
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to talk to people today who were caught having sex at work.
Nice.
Because if I know our audience, there are many of you out there who have, you've given in to the temptation.
Of course. I'm sure there's thousands more who've had sex and have not gotten caught.
Yes.
But we want the ones who got caught.
And I'm sure that some wanted to get caught because there's that group.
Right.
And then there's the we're just trying to hide group.
Right.
Both of which are awesome. So we'll talk to them coming up a little bit later on this morning. Amy Winehouse has been in the news a lot lately. And her mother-in-law wanted her put in jail, didn't want her visiting her son, who's in jail.
She's a bad influence on him.
On her son in jail.
Yeah.
Well, that's unbelievable.
How does that work?
And also, Ralph did a story a couple days ago about Amy Winehouse's concert writer, which is the attachment of demands that she puts on her contract for every single show she does. And she wanted 48 bottles of whiskey. 48 bottles of whiskey.
I was just thinking about this. We've never sat down with anyone, and probably never will, who has these ridiculous writers where they ask for just a gross amount of alcohol and food, to ask them what the F is up with that. Because really,
I think you know with Amy, she plans on finishing it off before the show starts. That's clear.
But is it just, is it a power play? See how much crap you can get them to give you?
Just because you can?
Just because you can? Because most of the time you read these things, you go, there's no way. I don't care how many people come with them that they need all this stuff.
Right. She's not a rapper with a posse. Uh-huh. It's not like she has 15 hangers on. Maybe she's just running low. Maybe she's checking at
she
home.
She stocks it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
She's running low.
She's stocking her personal bar.
So she drinks 47 of them and takes one home. Maybe that's what she's doing. Joel McHale from The Soup will be here in studio.
Love The Soup.
Always great. Always funny. He's great. He has a new stand-up act that is just the best. He gets up there and all fresh material every single time.
He's a fag.
Oh. I don't think so. I don't think so. The black hole is coming and we are going to die. The French and the Swiss, oddly enough, the Swiss of all people.
Well, they live right next door.
The passive Swiss are going to kill us all. Who knew it would come from
them? The quiet ones. You know you got to watch the quiet ones. Well, the hole got to be black. That's a good question.
It just is. And it's going to kill us. And we're going to check into that. Coming up later this morning, we have Gary Bickerstaff, who is a K-Rock listener that should be a porn star.
Yes.
Talking about his 9/11 motorcycle ride. We've talked to him, I think, every year since.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring in a supermodel to have that discussion with him. Because that seems to work well. And don't forget K-Rock's 100 Days of Metallica. You get tickets to see the show, plus you qualify with the bands. To win the band's gear. You get the drum kit, the bass, two guitars, and James's mic. And the total cost on that is $7 billion, with a B.
$7 billion. Now, yesterday it was $5 million.
I know, it went up.
Okay.
It went up.
Well, that happens. Yeah. There's inflation.
So we will take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That's... The French are doing some kind of an experiment in Switzerland, and we're all going to die.
Bastards.
They made a giant wheel of cheese or something, right?
It's not exactly that, but it's very close.
Something big.
It's going to be a big black hole, and it's going to swallow up the Earth, and we're all going to die.
Well, the hole got to be black.
I'm ready to go.
Really? You had enough?
Whatever.
Lived enough?
World's effed up.
5:50, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I just realized I've been walking around with this all week, Kevin, so I'm going to give it to you before I forget.
What is it?
This is your betting slip.
Oh,
fantastic.
For your wager on the Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl this year.
What are the stakes?
Yeah, it's got to be high odds because they're not
odds
gonna.
Odds are 60 to 1.
That's it?
So a $20 bet will pay you $1,220.
That's what I'm talking
about. That's pretty good.
Now, of course, it's not going to happen, but if it does, who's a genius?
Yeah, you are. You're the genius. That's what you're known for.
Thank you, Ralph. I figured you'd walk right up to a blackjack table and just put that on.
You said, here's $20, bet it on the Cardinals to win the Super Bowl. And I went, all right, whatever you want, geez.
I figured the odds would be even longer than that, 60 to 1. I think they'd be at least double that.
No.
The Cardinals aren't exactly on fire.
Kurt Warner, former Super Bowl winning quarterback, so I guess they got that going for him.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Steven Soderbergh has announced an interesting film project. This morning it was in Variety magazine. I'm perplexed by his choice, and yet I'm intrigued. He's going to do a story about Liberace. It's going to make a biopic about Liberace. Now, for those of you who don't know who that is, Liberace was a famous showman pianist. Back in the day when you could be a pianist and be a popular entertainer. He had his own TV show, and then he went to Vegas and would perform in huge, ornate costumes and sets and whatnot. And he was one of the first celebrities to die of AIDS when he was 67 years old. He was always known as one of the showbiz's most eligible bachelors by the ladies who thought he was attractive.
No, he wasn't.
In the 50s, he was a sex symbol. Women loved him.
The women?
Oh, adored him.
Oh, yeah. He never came out.
That's a level of gayness that hasn't been reached since.
Never came out.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So anyway, he is developing this movie, and he wants Michael Douglas is in talks to star as Liberace.
That is an interesting choice.
Wow.
Matt Damon would play Scott Thorson, his live-in lover who sued Liberace for $113 million in palimony.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Soderbergh never wavered from his career-long denials that he was gay, by the way. Fascinating.
That is weird. But that's also at a time when it wasn't nearly as defended as it is today. You know what I mean? Like, people would...
Oh, yeah. People didn't come out.
Yeah, they would not come out. Their career would end.
Well, I mean...
People still don't come out.
He died at 67. What was it? 1982.
Yeah, so, you know, the 20s and 30s weren't... 40s weren't exactly... Gay Central.
No, but in the 50s and 60s, it was amazing how many women thought he was just dreamy. You know?
Yeah.
Women have bad taste. Speaking of horrible women, Good luck, fellas. It's official. Star Jones is now a single gal.
Wow.
It's official. She is finally settled out of court with her ex-husband, Al Reynolds, regarding their divorce proceedings. It happened just before they were supposed to head into court, but apparently they decided they didn't want to go that route, and so they settled. But it's all said and done now. The papers have been signed, and Star Jones is single. So, Kevin, you can get your shot at it.
Fatty.
She's not even fat. She's just hideous now.
She's alien.
Yeah, she looks like an alien.
Freakish.
I think it was on TMZ. I saw a picture of her making out with a dude, and I just thought to myself, that dude can't be happy.
No. There's no way, right?
Oh.
Because you know what? You know what's worse than making out with her? Once you stop, then she starts talking again.
Yeah, true.
So you're screwed either way.
So he was
either
just
way.
Trying to keep
He's
her
just
quiet.
Trying to not hear her voice, but he has to kiss her to do it. It's horrible. It's like a new circle of hell. Britney Spears says she could be the next new comedy superstar.
Yes, she could. Yes, she could.
Apparently, her little stints on How I Met Your Mother and her performance at the Video Music Awards last week has piqued the interest of a lot of casting agents who think she could be America's next goofy, funny comedian.
Huh?
Well, you know.
Huh?
Nothing's funnier than Britney Spears.
She's got that delivery.
Huh?
So she thinks she's got a new career. Look, if it keeps her from singing, I'm all for it.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out. I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things going on.
Things and things. Balthazar Getty's wife is refusing to file for divorce.
Really?
Despite the fact that her husband is very publicly romancing Sienna Miller. Word is that she doesn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And so she's playing her cards right by staying married to Balthazar so she can keep a portion of his future earnings from his hit TV show Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, so the longer she stays married to him, the more she gets.
Exactly. Oh, she's basically saying, look, you want a divorce? You file. You take care of it, and then give me a call when you got the papers. But the longer she stays connected to him, the longer she can attach his wages.
File?
I don't know. I don't know why he's not filing. But this is one situation I think she can soak him pretty much for whatever she can, and I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Considering she's home raising the four kids, she's probably going to need the cash. Could Lindsay Lohan be our next celebrity bride? The British tabloids are saying that Lindsay is reserving space as we speak within the next 6 months to become the next, not the next, but will be Mrs. Samantha Ronson.
She's looking for wedding plans.
Looking for wedding plans, right. Yeah. 6 months, they say. Within 6 months, we'll see a wedding. Don't you think? I don't know. For a girl who has a struggling career as it is, don't you think that would be a nail in her coffin if she married a girl?
Probably. But I don't know that anything wouldn't be with her. It seems like she's pretty self-destructive.
Yeah,
it's hard
I
for
agree.
Her to... You'd think she would just, look, if you want to be in a relationship, whatever, but get your career back on track first. Get some movie roles under your belt, put out a CD, whatever it is that you do.
A little more security.
And then worry about your personal relationship with your girlfriend.
Pick a better dude.
Seriously. Yeah, really. Get a more handsome dude than that guy. Speaking of dudes, there's a new bromance brewing in Hollywood, according to the New York Post. Justin Timberlake and Leonardo DiCaprio are spending scads of time together, according to the newspaper.
Why?
Because they are just crazy about each other.
Used to be Leonardo and Tobey Maguire, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And Toby started walking up walls and stuff, and webs started coming out of his wrists and just freaking him out.
Stupid bangs.
Just freaked him out, I think.
That's different.
Apparently, they got together last weekend to watch Ultimate Fighting.
Yeah, sure they did.
Yeah. They were watching it Saturday night at Justin's Southern Hospitality Restaurant. Where's his Southern Hospitality Restaurant? New York City?
In the South?
Oh. No, it's in New York City. It's a theme restaurant, I think.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Apparently, they were hanging out there watching the UFC.
And then they put on Leonardo DiCaprio's movie.
Why are you so harsh with me? Because you need it. Isn't it enough for you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved anyone? That I will always love you?
You know I'm very fond of you.
Do you love me?
What?
Yes.
That is not hot, by the way.
Very sexy.
So, between them, you got Beal and Bar Raffaelli, and they're hanging out with each other?
Yep.
Good point. Two of the hottest girls on the planet.
See those bitches at home. Go watch some UFC
What do you say, Leo? What the hell?
Some southern hospitality.
Look up Bar Raffaele, by the way. Wow.
Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Daniel Radcliffe losing his virginity? Did we mention that last week?
No.
I don't think so.
Us Weekly magazine is publishing the story this week that Harry told Details magazine that he lost it to an older woman when he was 16 years old. Well, Us Weekly releases details today and says that older woman was a 23-year-old assistant hairdresser that was working on the set of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Really?
When Daniel was 16, and that's where he lost it. When I heard older woman, I figured it was some cougar, you know, pouncing
sure.
him at 40 or something. But she was just 23, and she was working on the set, and he was 16. And it's good to be Harry Potter
no
when
kidding.
You got a smoking hot set hairdresser working on the Harry Potter movie.
You bet.
So... good for you, Daniel Radcliffe, you little monkey.
16. Closes the trailer door.
Yeah, I'll be in my trailer. Nobody bother me. I'm freaking Harry Potter. Got to work the wand. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ludacris turns 31 years old today. Guitarist John Buckland of Coldplay is 31 as well. Harry Connick Jr., singer and actor, turns 41 years old today. Moby. Of Moby is 43 years old today. And movie director Brian De Palma, who sometimes is really crappy.
Yeah.
Sometimes is really, really good. You ever see The Untouchables?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Classic.
One of the few Kevin Costner movies I can watch over and over and
classic.
Over again. Great, great film. He is 68 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is from Reuters News from Geneva, Switzerland. Physicists around the world, some in pajamas, others with champagne, celebrated the first test yesterday of a huge particle smashing machine they hope will stimulate the Big Bang that created the universe.
Why do we want to do that?
It's called the Underground Large Hadron Collider.
Uh-huh.
And it's so that we can make leaps and bounds in physics.
Science.
I don't know.
Stuff.
Apparently, they're on the border of Switzerland and France, and two beams of particles were sent silently one way, then the other way. And it's supposed to recreate the actual Big Bang that created the universe. Now, what happens if their little machine can't hold it? Which is 17 miles long or something like that.
Yeah.
What if things go terribly wrong?
Because nobody knows. They've never done this before.
Here's my favorite thing. Project leader Lynn Evans. So this is the person that is looking over this entire thing. Things can go wrong at any time.
Well, that's good to know.
Here's a news piece talking about why we're all going to die.
Switzerland is in the heart of Europe. Scientists have built a large track. In this track, scientists will send protons racing in opposite directions, traveling at just under the speed of light. At more than 50,000 times a second, the protons will collide, creating essentially the same energy that created the universe a nanosecond after the Big Bang. To measure the energy, they have created a seven-story high device called Atlas. It's actually a gigantic magnet, 100,000 times the power of the Earth's magnetic field. But what happens if Atlas can't contain the experiment?
Well, the most usual hypothesis is that there's going to be a black hole which might swallow a portion of the Earth.
Okay, now...
He seems so calm.
Yeah, it doesn't bother him at all, and that's the leading theory. That's not worst-case scenario. That's the leading theory. What could go wrong is, oh, I don't know, black hole that would swallow up part of the Earth.
Which part? I'd like to know.
Hopefully the French side, not the Swiss side, but you knew it would always be the Swiss. Oh, we're passive. We're passive. We're going to kill the world. Sons of bitches. We were talking to a scientist about this one time before, and he said, yeah, a lot of people don't agree. A lot of people want them to not do it.
Think it's pretty dangerous.
Could be a black hole and could destroy Earth as we know it. But they're doing it anyway. So we figured that we would check in with Channel 4.
Okay.
They've sent their own reporter there.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Doug Kriegel?
Good morning, Kevin and me. How are you?
We are good.
I am reporting from inside the LHC, or Large Hadron Collider.
What was that last word?
Collider.
Collider. You're inside of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Reporting here, waiting for the Big Bang to happen.
Now, what? Do you have any kind of protective gear on?
Nope.
No protective gear.
Wait, Channel 4 just sent me in.
Okay.
I guess there's no rain today. So I'm just waiting to see what happens. A lot of particles flying by me very quickly.
I was going to ask, are you able to see anything, or is it just black?
No, I can see little particles flying around very fast.
Okay.
Sometimes they hit me and bore little tiny holes in my flesh.
Doesn't seem good.
No, I wish I had some sort of shielding.
They didn't give you any kind of nothing?
They didn't give me anything but a microphone and some Pop-Tarts. In case I get hungry.
Now, Chuck Henry did the original story. Why wasn't he there? You work with him.
They were afraid Chuck would drive the Channel 4 van into the collider. Then everything would be destroyed.
What's that?
Then everything would be destroyed.
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 Destroyed. Okay. All
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
I'm finding the radiation is building up the gravity inside here, making it hard for me to get my words out.
Is that right? Yeah. You have trouble getting your words out when you're in Southern California. It sounds like you can't breathe all the way in.
I do feel the pressure burning down on me.
What's that?
The pressure is burning down on me.
Uh-oh.
Pushing down on me. I'm making it hard to get words out.
Wow. Can you escape? Can you get out of that place?
No, I'm here for the long haul.
Wow.
How long is the long haul?
Until the new universe is born inside here. I will be the first reporter in the new universe.
Will you be the king? Will you rule the new universe?
I don't think so. I'll probably have crappy assignments in the new universe, too.
Why does Channel 4 always send you to the bad assignments?
I don't know. I think it's because I effed the station manager's wife once at a Christmas party.
Oh. Really?
Wow. That's why they keep sending me to interview kids about rain.
Sure.
And ask people if they felt the earthquake.
Yeah, you get all the bad assignments.
Checking out Jock Itch at USC.
That's right.
So now I'm inside a 17-mile-long tube waiting for the Big Bang.
Wow.
It doesn't sound safe, Doug.
I'll tell you, the Big Bang was banging my station manager's wife at the Christmas party.
Is that right?
I hope it's worth it.
That started my new universe of hell.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but best of luck there.
All right, I'll call you if anything bangs.
Okay, good.
Okay, bye now. I think it's a good thing that Amy Winehouse's concert writer has 48 bottles of whiskey on it.
I don't really think it matters at this point.
You think that's a positive step forward in her life? Doesn't matter, does
it? It's just one in the long line of disasters with her.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. Right now, we're going to talk to a K-Rock listener who's going to bum us all out. firefighter Gary Biggerstaff is on the program. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
How many years have we talked to you about this?
It's been 3 or 4 years now.
3 or 4 years.
Very good.
Tell us about your September 11th motorcycle ride.
I'm here to bring you down, Kevin.
Yep.
September 11th motorcycle ride. Well, since September 11th, 2002, we started this ride. And initially, it was just a couple of firemen were going to get together and just go out and have lunch and do this ride. And it was just going to be a handful of us. And the word got out. And next thing you know, the thing started to grow. And it went from 55 riders that first year, now we're up to 450 riders last year.
Wow.
So it keeps going.
So you start where and you end up where?
We start in Cook's Corner, which is down in Orange County. It's an old biker hangout, and it's about a 40-mile ride to Long Beach to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of gather people along the way, and the entire way we are escorted by fire engines, police cars, helicopters. If it rolls and has a siren, it pretty much comes out to see us. So.
That is really amazing.
Wow.
It's got to be quite a sight.
No kidding.
It is quite a sight. To be a part of it, you look back at any point during the ride where there's a good vista behind you, and you can see for a mile or more, and there's just nothing but solid bikes. It's pretty impressive.
And to see a cop car with its lights on not behind you is fantastic.
Yeah, that's always good news. That's always good news.
Now, and then you get to your house, and you put up – are you still putting up the flags?
Right, it's the crosses.
I'm sorry, the crosses. I apologize.
What it is at my house, I have a cross for each firefighter, New York City firefighter, that died on September 11th. So there's 343 of those, and each one has the guy's name on it and his engine company or truck company number. So we put those out as a tribute to the guys that died and the families that were left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where the whole thing started. And that's up now on my front lawn. So my front lawn looks kind of like a mini Arlington Cemetery.
Wow, your neighbors must love that. Not again.
Yeah, they seem to, they tolerate it. I tell you, it does draw a lot of attention, but I really appreciate the fact that my neighbors have been so tolerant of it and actually very supportive of it.
The reason I started off by saying you're going to bum us out is because there is a certain part of it, I would think, that where I haven't forgotten and am keenly aware of what happened and don't want a whole day of looking back at that again. You know what I mean? Like, is it getting to be a tough sell now that it's, you know, 7-8 years on?
Yeah, you know, you would think that it would be sort of difficult to sell that thing, but this crowd and this bike crowd and also the crowd that comes for the ceremony at 6 o'clock tonight seems to get larger every year.
Well, that's a lot of firemen and policemen, right?
It's predominantly firemen, police, military, but there's just a lot of regular civilians, too, that come out. And, you know, it's kind of an odd thing. You feel like you should do something to sort of honor the day or honor the victims. And
right.
What do you really do? You know, it's kind of an awkward thing. And this just gives people a place to go and a thing to do. And the ceremony that we have, though it can be somber at moments, it typically is very patriotic and uplifting, and it makes you sort of proud that you came, I'll tell you, when you come to this thing.
And then after the ceremony, you roll over to the local mosque and F some people up. Right?
Well,
is that not right?
That's not exactly true.
That's not true.
That's exactly true.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. I don't
I'm
want
down
anyone
with
doing
you
that.
On that one.
God.
Just a joke. Come on, people. It's
Come
just
on.
A joke. Nothing meant by that.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, you're going to get the emails on that one.
Kevin at Kara.
No, how dare you? I didn't say that. That was Psycho Mike.
Oh, okay.
Firefighter Gary Bickerstaff. We have him on every year. This is a really cool thing that you do. You open up your house, you let everybody come over, you remember, and the fire department is there, the police is there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very moving.
It's, I'll tell you.
Bring some hankies.
After all of the controversy with the way President Bush has handled things since then,
yeah,
it is kind of a more pure where
it's good to go back and
everybody can agree on these people were heroes and you know, this is a much simpler time.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And it's during the ceremony we try and keep it to that too.
Right.
To make sure that we're very directed with what we say and that we're honoring the victims and the heroes and that it doesn't turn into a political thing where we're supporting one side or another. You know, and we always make mention of the military families and all the sacrifices that they've made since then as well. So,
right.
I have had emails this week from guys that have attended this ride and this ceremony for the last few years that are now in the military. One guy said he was inspired to join the military because of coming to this ceremony.
No kidding. Wow.
He's now over in Kuwait. So when I read that, I almost took on a little personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Way to go, a-hole.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess. But he was, you know, he was letting me know that he's going to really feel like he's missing this thing. And it's just, you know, if you're a very patriotic person, this is a good place for you to be tonight.
Tell people if there's a website, right, that they can go to?
There is a website you can go to figure out when and where to be. And that website is remember911ride.com. So just go to remember911ride.com, and it gives you all the information on when the ride starts, which is actually 3:15 at Cook's Corner. And if you can't make it to Cook's, you can pick us up as we come through Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, Huntington, any of those cities along the way. And the ceremony is at 6 o'clock, and it's in Long Beach in the Belmont Shore area. So that's open to the public, and anybody can just walk up and enjoy that. And this year, I have a couple of special guests.
Oh.
I have two New York City firemen who've flown all the way out here just for this event.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and they're going to get up and speak. And one of those firemen, well, the two guys, one of them's a 27-year veteran of New York Fire Department, and he was good friends with a couple dozen of these guys and worked in the house with a couple dozen of these guys. So he's very familiar with the guys that were lost. The other guy, Chris Howard, he is a little bit newer to the job, but his dad was a Port Authority police officer and died in the tower collapse. So he has a very personal connection to that day.
How did you get in touch with these people?
Well, I guess word got back there to New York, and we have one guy that works for us who previously worked for New York City Fire Department. So somehow that connection was made, and the phone calls were made, and they got hooked up with me, and I invited them out. And
that's pretty cool.
Here they are. So I'm honored to have those guys come all this way to see this memorial and to speak at this memorial. It should be very touching.
And that's going to be 6 o'clock in Long Beach is when
that's
this
6
ceremony.
O'clock tonight in Long Beach.
All right, remember 911 Ride is the website. 911, the number is not spelled out. And Gary Bickerstaff, you do good work.
Yeah,
always,
thanks, Gary.
Always proud
to help
you publicize
thing,
this.
Kevin.
Yes.
There's one other thing. Now, every year, you guys call me and we get on the radio here. And, of course, Lisa always gets invited to go on the ride.
She does.
And ride along with one of the firemen.
That's a good point.
You know.
And the thing is, I haven't really got her official excuse. Now, last year, I don't know if you recall, but she had to wash her dog or
Gary, I got to tell you.
Take a trip with her mom to the grocery store or something like that. So,
Gary, I got to tell you that we have had many conversations with her where Lisa can't say no.
Well,
I mean, she has. We have friends that ask her out to lunch that we don't like.
But and they don't make me go to Orange County.
And she says yes. So
on a
I don't
weeknight.
Know why Lisa would turn down a bunch of firefighters.
Generally,
yeah,
I would not.
I don't know if she just hates firemen.
I have
she's
no. I
she'll
or,
be there.
At my house,
don't you worry about it. She'll
I
be there.
I have an open door policy for firemen.
Really?
But, you know, that's at my house.
Which door now would that be?
Just the front door.
Oh, the front door. Open
yeah,
door,
that's
front
it.
Door policy. Copy.
All right. I'm sure she'll be there, though, so don't worry about that,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, look okay. for me.
Remember 911ride.com. Gary, thank you very much.
Take right, care.
First, it's time for a few emails. This is one of my favorites that I've ever received, I think.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, so I was working at the VMAs on Sunday night. We had a little problem with the fire marshal letting people in. Mm-hmm. And who happens to walk up to my door? Spencer and Heidi from the Hills.
Yes.
Tell me.
I smell douche right away. So I told him the situation was going on and he had to wait for a few minutes. And other celebrities were coming up and we let them in. So he came up to me and asked why they got to go in and not him. And I just replied that their talent.
Okay.
So he gets mad and goes back to Heidi. Then Spencer says, "Why are you mad dogging me?" I look in his direction to respond, but some random guy starts arguing with him over some dirty looks. So a few minutes pass by, and Spencer says aloud, "Come on, let us in. I'm the Prince of Malibu here."
Oh, no.
You're not going to let him in. At this time, I was tired of him, and I just said, "The prince isn't getting in, and neither is a guy who thinks blonde facial hair is cool." He got mad and walked away with Heidi. Nicely done, AJ.
Yes,
did the
you're
right
my
thing.
Hero.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I'll give you guys credit. You're on the right track. We all know Let's Talk About Megan Fox is a huge success.
Yes.
But this should be only the beginning. Here are some proposed changes I believe you guys need to make. Number one, the name of the show should be changed to The All About Megan Fox Show, hosted by Kevin and Bean. Number two, Ralph Showbiz Beat needs to be changed to Ralph Showbiz Megan Report. His entire report should revolve around whatever project she's working on and how good she looks.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, your reading of emails should officially be called Let's All Email About Megan Fox. Number four, Internet Roundup needs to be changed to Megan Fox's Internet Roundup. Every single link you put up on the Kevin and Bean page of KRock.com has to be a link to Megan Fox pictures and videos. And number five, What It Do Nephew needs to be changed to What It Do Megan Fox. All the listener phone calls have to be about Megan Fox, even if it's just calling to say how good she looks. And most importantly, if Lisa Mae chimes in with negative or sarcastic comments, she will be sent to the dungeon for all eternity.
Wow.
Or until she learns to appreciate the glorious Megan Fox.
Wow.
Good ideas. Thank you. Dear Kevin and Bean, the thumb ring is totally legit.
Really?
First, we discovered the white pants thing, which means you're advertising that you are leaving the back door open for business. Apparently, a thumb ring, according to some people, there's a big fight going on right now that some people say it's not true. This one, a year ago, I was in Paisanos in Hermosa around 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Danny, who, by the way, was wearing a thumb ring. What does that tell you?
Yeah, exactly.
And this cougar comes up to me and just attacks. And I was like, what the hell? She says, so is it true? I say to her, is what true? She replies, the ring on your thumb. That means you like backdoor action. I said, what the F? And she flashes me her right hand, and she shows me her thumb ring. So I say, that means you like it? She just smiled and walked away. P.S. From that day forth, I no longer wore a thumb ring.
Yeah. Very wise choice.
I'd like to suggest that the choice to start wearing a thumb ring was gay to begin
agree.
With.
I don't like it at all.
And finally, dear Kevin and Bean, I honestly have to say the White Pants song is by far one of the best musical compilations about the back door ever made. I don't know if there ever
that
was
huge
another.
Huge category.
Category, yeah.
I'm still laughing about it. Keep up the good work. Please let us hear it again later. Sean. And it is up at the KRock.com. Go to Kevin and Bean. Go to Sounds. There are a couple of montages that I made for September 11th way back when. If you want to listen to those are cool. You can hear Kim Jong-il having a stroke. And White Pants, the song.
By Ashton Kutcher.
That's correct.
How dare
he does,
you, Mitch.
He does good work. And every time you click on it, he will get money. Little explanation of how things work.
Her trousers are white. That means that tonight I'm gaining access to that forbidden tunnel of love. You can't deny it. You wanna try it. Your pants let me know that I can try you on like a glove. Find yourself a pillow and bite it. You all the white pants, you can't hide it. And gay dudes really seem to like it. So just pretend you're in jail.
Huh?
White pants, you're offering up your backside. White pants, you're giving your corn up to me. Look, this isn't hearsay, rumor, or myth. No, it's proven science.
It's like a bullseye drawn on your brown eye. An invitation to tee off on hole number two.
Nothing you could do could prevent me from trying out your alternate entry. The message after White Pants sent me is, come on, cowboy, it's on.
Girl, what's the matter? You're serving poo-poo platter. When I see your pants are white, that's right.
White Pants, you're offering up your backside. White Pants, you're giving your corn up to me. Look, this isn't hearsay, rumor, or myth. No, it's proven science.
White Pants, White Pants, White Pants, White Pants.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Yes, it is.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You hearing all this brouhaha about the Republicans are screaming because Barack Obama made a comment while on the campaign trail about McCain Palin being basically the same policies, the same attitude, the same behavior as the current Bush administration.
Right.
Yes.
And he said, regarding that fact, you know, if you got a pig, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig, saying that that the McCain-Palin ticket looks more attractive in terms of their personalities, but in reality, the political thrust of what they stand for is the same as the Bush administration.
Right. Well, what are the Republicans complaining about?
Well, they said, you said Sarah Palin was a pig.
Yeah.
She's a woman, and that's sexist, and you can't say that she's a pig, and then you put lipstick on her, but she's still a pig.
But they didn't say that for real.
That's what they said. They're so desperate to attack them for anything, pretty much. And the thing is,
doesn't everyone know what lipstick on a pig means?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That phrase has been around forever, and everyone knows what that means. Is if it's a bad situation, you try to dress it up, it's still, at its core, the bad situation, right?
That's funny.
And the thing is that John McCain said it about Hillary Clinton's economic policies during the primary campaign
That's
season.
Right.
He said the same exact thing.
Although it's possible he was calling her a pig.
It's very possible
it's
he was.
Possible.
And probably correctly so. But the fact is, they used the phrase themselves, so they obviously know what it means.
Yeah, of
but,
course.
Of course, they're just taking this opportunity to try to make Obama look bad. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is Obama was on David Letterman last night. And Dave, being the conscientious journalist that he is,
sure,
brought this up with Mr. Obama, and I thought it was rather entertaining.
Have you ever actually put lipstick on a pig?
You know,
whoops.
The answer would be no. But I think it might be fun to try.
I know the reaction to that was, you are overreacting. You stand by that?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, this is, in Illinois, the expression connotes the idea that if you have a bad idea, in this case I was talking about John McCain's economic plans, that just calling them change, calling it something different, doesn't make it better. Hence, lipstick
exactly
on a pig, it's still a pig.
Yeah, so he's trying to explain himself there.
Does Paul need to shut up?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Wow, Dave. Barack, Dave.
Does he have to talk every other word?
He wants to be part of the show.
Well, tell
man.
Him to shut up.
It's like Psycho Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
Just wants to participate.
He's their Psycho Mike.
Just wants to add something.
Wow.
Jordan Sparks still talking about her comment at the MTV VMAs this past weekend.
Her promise ring.
Touchy much?
Where she was incensed at Russell Brand, the host's repeated mocking of the Jonas Brothers promise rings. You know, they wear those promise rings, which means they're married to a nun or something. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
I think
means,
they're going to stay virgins until they get married.
They will retain their purity until they get married. And Jordan Sparks came out afterwards to defend them and said, well, you know what? Not everyone wants to be a slut.
Yeah.
As if anyone who has sex is automatically a slut, you see.
She may believe that.
She may believe that.
Yeah. You know what I thought when she said that? Wow, is she fat.
I know.
Man.
Someone should have mentioned to her, Jordan, having sex and being a slut are not necessarily connected. Just like not everyone who eats becomes a giant fat pig
with lipstick.
Some people can just eat for sustenance,
yeah,
or eat proportionately, or eat with reserve and not go overboard and just stuff their faces until they become giant, voluminous, giant, porcine, big dirigibles of flesh.
Maybe Betty, someone, Betty?
Someone could have mentioned that to her.
Yeah, there's that.
Anyway, they asked her if she had any regrets about this, the comment, and no, she stands by it. She says, it's something I feel strongly about.
Have we turned into a country where no one is able to be made fun of?
No.
Nobody.
And no one's allowed to disagree with anyone else either.
So stupid. Yeah. You don't have to. So what? So if that's what they choose to do, make fun of them, whatever. They can take it. They laugh it off. What happened to that?
If it's the right choice for them and they feel good about it, then no one's going to shake them by making some comments about it on a lame-ass award show, right?
Just laugh along.
Right.
What's wrong with you people?
Fat.
She's fat. That's the
She's
problem.
She's way fat.
Yeah. Ooh. Griddle cakes? What are we looking at?
We've been watching TV all morning.
Kevin points at the television set, so I have to turn around and look at it.
Not you. I was pointing
at it. And it's a McDonald's commercial griddle cakes.
Just saying I'm hungry.
I'm just saying, why would you point at the screen to distract me to look at griddle cakes from McDonald's?
I'm saying I could eat. Talking about Fatso and all her she's eating as I'm starving.
Turn off the television. You can't do both.
Yeah. I can't do one.
That's true. Amy Winehouse is on a roll.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was kicked out of the Wellington Hotel in England this past weekend.
I can't imagine why.
Well, Lisa, you'll find this hard to believe, but she was thrashing her room and shouting at staff and other guests. When security showed up, word is she tried to barricade herself into her penthouse suite with some friends. Apparently, she had a healthy breakfast of a bottle of vodka. And was so out of it when they finally got into the room, she had to be carried out of the place wrapped only in a duvet because she was naked.
Oh, my God.
Was she weigh like 60 pounds now?
You don't want to see that. Yeah, she must be easy to remove. Just throw her.
Just bones.
Just throw over your shoulder.
Well, vodka's almost like having potatoes, right?
It is. It's like having hash browns.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. It's a breakfast of hash browns. Speaking of vodka for breakfast, I don't know if you guys know who this guy is, but his name is Eric Carmen. He was a big, pop star in the 60s and 70s.
What did he sing?
He was a lead singer of a band called the Raspberries, which had a string of hits in the late 60s, early 70s. And then he had a breakout solo hit with that song, All By Myself, Don't Wanna Be. Anyway, he was popped over the weekend in Cleveland, Ohio for drinking and driving after he crashed his car when cops showed up to the site. They gave him the breathalyzer, and the reason I bring this up, because I am impressed. He blew a .234.
Oh!
Isn't that like a couple of points past death?
That's three times the legal limit.
Oh, my
.234.
He was driving?
He was driving.
Wow. They cut it in half because he's in Cleveland, though, right? I mean, you get a certain amount.
Because you just have to drink because you're in Cleveland?
It blows.
Three times the legal limit. It's the second time in a year and a half, by the way, he's been popped for drunk driving.
How are you even standing at that point?
I don't know. But it's no surprise he crashed his car. But
You build up a tolerance
they
of
probably
doing
saved
that
his
daily?
Life, because he would have died from alcohol poisoning.
All by myself, I want to drink all by myself. Give me
that
more.
Guy. What do you need him for?
Yeah, that's true. A dude in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Of course, it has to happen in Florida, by the way.
Sure.
Next story. Had his girlfriend arrested because she broke his nose with a vase.
Oh, no.
Because she has decided he's too obsessed with Kim Kardashian. Apparently, she couldn't take it anymore, him ogling her and talking about her and saying how much how hot he thought she was.
She is pretty hot.
She took a vase and she smashed into his face and broke his nose.
Well, that should fix it.
That seems bad.
I've been to Florida. If you've got a boyfriend who thinks big asses is attractive,
go with
you should hold on to him, lady, because I've seen you broads in Florida walking around with your Daisy Dukes and your mud flaps hanging out. Just saying. I am just saying in my own
You
defense.
Are. Just yeah. saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Ludacris. Or Luda, as Bean refers to him, because they're close, you know.
Yeah.
He is 31 years old today. Guitarist John Buckland of Coldplay turns 31. Harry Connick Jr., actor and singer, is 41 years old today. Movie director Brian De Palma turns 68. And our pal Moby is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Right now, it is 9 minutes after 7. Yesterday, we talked to Jerry O'Connell. He had a show on last night called Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the general manager of a hotel. And all of the super hot young women who work at the hotel tend to throw themselves at him.
Well, he's kind of an attractive dude.
And he's
the manager.
Tends to accept their offers.
As many men would.
Seems to happen a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he's got rooms available, which is the best part.
Exactly.
Guy runs a hotel, for God's sakes. So we are going to take calls from you. This spurned the topic of you got caught having sex at work. Because this happens a lot.
Sure.
People at work, they can't wait. They can't go someplace else. They just find a
They
closet,
go into the storeroom.
Restroom, whatever. You got caught having sex at work. 1-800-520-1067. Yes, Mike.
I was working at Nordstrom's about 10 years ago. I was a teenager, and I got a furious phone call from security at the department that I worked in. I was really freaked out. And they said, you got to come up here right now, immediately.
Up to security?
Stop whatever you're doing. Come to security.
Okay.
I'm freaked out. So I get on the elevator. I run up there. And people – there's about five dudes riveted to this video monitor. And my friend who's about my – at the time, he's about 19, 20 years old and is just wrecking a older like manager of the store who's married with kids. And he's like
really?
Smacking her ass on the video. And they're in the like security dock where they thought no one could see them. And they're on camera. And everybody's watching him. He's pulling her hair. And It was awesome. People, like you said, they just can't wait to get home or get in private.
Here's what I like, though. God. I like that the security calls you, like, with a 911 call. You've got to come up here right now, and you're scared.
Right. Zero details. They're like, yeah. Come now. Whatever you're doing, drop it.
And they made the right call.
I agree.
Lisa, sex at work?
I've had sex at work.
Yes, you have.
But I've never been caught. Apparently, I'm good at having sex at work.
Well, maybe we'll take both calls, but I do believe that getting caught is funnier.
Oh, that's what makes it really interesting. Who hasn't had sex at work, for God's sake?
And especially if you're having sex with your boss. That whole power sharing thing, that seems to be a little bit of a problem.
And if someone catches you, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Because if you ever get promoted, you're screwed.
How many times did you not get caught?
So hard to say.
Is it into the three figures?
No. Actually, it's only like maybe three times.
Three times.
Yeah. One time was I was working as a broker, and we had a room right next to the office where we were all working on the phones
right. That
had the copy machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there with a coworker, and we just leaned up against the door.
Nice.
I mean, we were
just to hold
right
it shut.
There. The room was full of people. The office is humming.
Nicely
and so
done.
Were we.
So were you.
But no one
caught
you.
That was one. What were the other two?
And then I was in an office where we had a in the hallway outside. You know, it's like an office building. So
right. If
you walk out into the hallway where everybody can walk, there's a phone room.
Right.
You know, with all the hookups and stuff
sure.
for all the phones. And so
like an engineering room
type
thing?
Yeah, kind of. So I had sex in there a couple
mm-hmm.
of times.
A couple times. Oh, all right. Yeah. And once with Doc.
Yeah.
Well.
Where does he put his cane when you do it here?
where does he hide the cane?
I think you know where he put his cane.
Come on. What's going on?
Pretty obvious.
So, sex at work. Let's start with Mike in Pasadena. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lisa May. How's it going?
Good.
Tell us what happened.
Used to work at a place out in Pasadena, right by the home. I was downstairs in the parking garage, parked next to the boss's car, and thought my tinted windows would be enough.
Sure.
Obviously, they weren't. Had one of the girls down
Wait,
there.
Hold on one second.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
Okay, go ahead.
had one of the girls down there giving me
oral pleasure.
Sure. Yeah.
There we go. And boss's assistant happened to...
Hang on one second.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Back to you.
I assumed she had to go down there and get...
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Back to you.
She had to get to the boss's car. Happened to see, some motion going on, and that was enough. We had to come upstairs and give the whole breakdown to the boss as far as what was taking place.
Yeah.
And
nice. And? Did you get fired?
No, actually it was written up. Boss was very lenient. Wasn't one of those straight corporation companies, just don't do it again.
And, why were you written up, for God's sakes? You weren't in the office.
It was company time.
It was work time.
It was company time. You can wait for your lunch break?
Nope. No can do.
No.
All right. Thank you, Mike. You did the right thing.
Let us not forget our own sweet bean who had sex in a radio station on the conference table.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe. And yet, That happened.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
Well, that's his story.
No, I believe him. He had to have had sex at least once.
I don't think so. I don't think ever.
Sure. Maybe twice.
Let's go to Nicole in Northridge. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, there. Nicole.
Hi. So I'm an EMT, and we work 24-hour shifts.
Sure.
So one night we just got back from a call at like 3 a.m., and we went to the back room where we sleep, and we had sex.
Now,
it's got to happen a lot.
It was you and how many other people shared this place?
Oh, it was me and my partner, but the other crew was out on a call.
They were.
Oh,
so okay. There was so another two people, so they're four total?
Yeah, but we also had the dispatcher who was in the front of the office.
Uh-huh.
And so he was there.
Did you rotate all of the people?
No, it was just me and my partner.
Just you and your partner.
And no one caught you?
No.
All right.
You're lucky.
Nice work. Somebody's on the phone going, please send help. Come on. I'm dying here. Nicole's like, we'll get to it in a minute. Busy. Thank you for calling, Nicole. We appreciate it. We got a bunch more calls. Let's take a quick break. 1-800-520-1067. Caught having sex at work. We've had two people now that haven't been caught. So one person did, one didn't. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your talking about getting caught by someone else having sex at work.
Yeah.
And
that always ends well.
We have endless calls on this.
What a surprise.
We knew we would.
These images may be too shocking for young children.
Right. Let's begin with Samantha, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Good.
So I was working at a sex shop. I was a manager, and me and my coworker, who's now my husband, but at the time he was my coworker. Actually, I was his boss, but we went out drinking and proceeded to go back to the store and had sex. We had a back couch, and we passed out, and the next morning, the contractor that was there to do some work busted us.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So you fell asleep after sex?
Yeah, we did. We were pretty out of it. Like it was pretty crazy. I don't even think we turned the lights off in the store. So I don't really know how well that went down, but it was pretty awesome.
Sounds like it went down pretty well.
Look, if you can, if there's anywhere you can have sex, it's got to be when you work at a sex store.
Yeah, true.
Totally.
It's got to be a job requirement.
I would think that would be expected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. You did the right thing, Samantha. Thank you. Let's go to Brian in Anaheim. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hi.
Tell us about you having sex at work.
Well, I was working in a restaurant, and it was closing time, and a girl pulled me in the men's room, and one of the owners was coming in to check the restaurant to kick everybody out, and because it was a bar restaurant, and he walked in and caught us having sex. Mm. I mean, our pants were around the ankle. One pant leg was hanging. Her pants were on one leg. We were going to town. Oh. And, got suspended for a day for that. And to make matters worse, there was another night where another girl and I hooked up, and we had a walkway going into the restaurant bar, and they had a bench there, and I got caught by the other owner having the girl give me oral on his bench in the front of the restaurant. Yeah, I got suspended for 3 days off that one.
That's all they do is suspend you for a day. It's totally worth
Here's
it.
Here's what I like about Brian is he got caught and suspended, and then he's like, oh, well, go back and do it again. Let's go back and do it one more time. Different girl. Come on. Let's do it. Let's go to Gigi, who is calling from Sylmar. Good morning, Gigi.
Good morning.
Tell us about having sex at work.
I used to work at a restaurant. My fiance was my manager, and I was a server, and we waited until the cooks would leave and stuff. Sometimes we wouldn't wait, but we thought everybody was gone, and my fiance goes, hey, lock the door. So here, badass, I'm like, I don't care.
Nice.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Let somebody walk in and see us.
I just kind of looked at us for 5 seconds and run the other way.
She saw you. He saw you for 5 seconds and just ran the other way?
Well, I was, you know, doing my thing. And
right.
Then he just kind of stood there, and then he just walked away and left.
Yeah, I think I would have just stood there.
Look, it
go
was
ahead.
The,
finish
it was
up.
The manager.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you don't want to take your job at risk.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Or anything. You,
all
know
right.
I mean?
You did the right thing, Gigi. Thank you. Let's see. Boy, we have so many of them.
I know.
We got to do Chris in Huntington Beach because this is, look, I know sometimes you just have to have sex.
Yeah.
But I don't know how, Chris, I don't know how you could do it here.
Well, we're working at the Golden Arches.
Yes.
Me and one of the employees were hooked up.
We're out in the ball pit of
what
the
is that?
Playland.
The Playland?
The Playland. Yes. Oh, the ball pit.
Yes.
Oh.
You think it was a sex position?
I thought it was a place in the back or something.
No, no. It's the ball pit where all the kids wipe all of their noses and everything
gross.
All over all the balls.
Are you kidding?
Nope, and we're out there, and suddenly a big bright light hits her while she's on top, and it's the Orange County Green Machine, the sheriff's deputy, and that put a quick end to it. But the best part about it was as I walked back out to my car, he said, you know what, if I had the same situation, I'd have done it.
Oh, nice. High five.
That's awesome. I wouldn't have chosen the ball pit, but you're your own man. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Carmen. Carmen, you had sex at work, right? Tell us about that.
Okay, so I start work at a flower shop. I'm only there for like 2 days, and I meet my coworker, and she's so cute, right? She's a really good person. We get to chopping it up, and then all of a sudden, I realize this girl likes frauds, right? So we start kissing and stuff, and we did lock the door of the flower shop, middle of the day. We're closed. Went to our boss's office, and we just got down and dirty on his desk. The next day, we go to work, and our boss is there, and he tells us, he's shaking, and he doesn't even know how to look at us in our faces, and he's telling us, I have cameras put in, and I saw everything, and I'm thinking, what did he see? Did he see the part where I had her on their desk?
I'm sure everything.
Everything is everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Can he send
horrible.
Us the video?
I don't know. I've never seen him again in my life.
Did you
quit? Get fired?
No. Yeah, I got fired.
What?
I got fired.
You did him the favor of having sex with a female coworker on his desk, and he fired you for that.
Fired me. Can you believe that?
Bastard.
Wow.
Needless to say, I did go visit my coworker a few times after I got fired.
Nicely well, I should
done.
Hope so.
2 days. Awesome. Carmen's a goer.
No kidding.
Thank you, Carmen. Listen. And that's like the beginning of the next
yes.
one. He said, why are you guys playing it that way? And I said, I don't know. I really don't have any idea.
And we still are.
That's just the way we roll. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's K-Rock. It's 20 minutes till 8. Let's talk about Amy Winehouse because she is crazy.
Insane now, yeah.
Apparently she has a concert writer, which is you can make a list of demands. If you're going to play a concert, they let you make whatever list of demands you want, and it can be ridiculous. If they want you bad enough, they'll do all of them.
Yeah.
You can have different colored M&Ms. You can have food, whatever you want.
It's true.
Amy Winehouse, 48 bottles of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Is that it?
48
no
bottles.
Food?
That's not enough?
No, but I'm just saying, like, no food or anything. She just wants the Jack.
She is in so much trouble right now.
Oh, my God.
48 bottles of Jack Daniels.
She should ask for a clear boom machine, too. While
no
she's
kidding.
At it, just in case.
Instead of paramedics. Have them standing by. So we thought we'd check in with Amy and just find out how things are going for her. Amy Winehouse, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm sorry. We're looking for Amy Winehouse, please.
Yeah, this is Amy. How you doing?
Wow.
Sound like a dude.
Well, so do you. So how about that?
Well, okay, there you go.
All right.
There.
You've been in the news a lot here in the States lately, Amy.
Yeah, I have. That's all right, because I'm a star, baby.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not really not really good things, though, that we're hearing.
What? What are you hearing, then?
Well, for example, your mother-in-law does not want you to visit her son, who's in jail.
Yeah.
Because you're a bad influence on him.
Yeah. That's a hell of a thing for her to say, isn't it?
Guy's in jail already.
No, it is. You know what it is about my mom-in-law?
No, what is it?
She's jealous.
Of?
Of my looks. She's not as attractive as I am, and so she's jealous. And she's jealous that I'm beautiful,
Amy?
And she's not. She looks like a man.
Have you looked in the mirror in the last 3 years?
Yeah, I've got a mirror right here. I'll look at it right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just shattered.
Yeah. It's not surprising.
That's strange. Our meal would just shatter like that for no reason.
It doesn't for most people, but.
Must have been a faulty mirror.
Sure.
Sure, that's what
sometimes
it is.
Sometimes they make them bad.
Sometimes they're flimsy.
Uh-huh. And the other story that we were reading from TMZ is that you and your concert writer demanded 48 bottles of Jack Daniels for one show.
Oh, come on. Do you believe everything you read?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
They're pretty reliable.
I do have to tell you that TMZ is pretty reliable.
Yeah.
It's me.
amazing what you Yanks would believe. If it's in the newspaper on the internet, you just automatically believe it.
I don't think we would believe that from just anyone. However, you have quite a reputation.
I don't ask for 48 bottles of Jack Daniels.
Okay, what did you ask for in that? For the
Asked for 4 cases of Jack Daniels.
And how many are in a case?
12.
Okay. Okay, so...
You're right, Nick.
Yeah, see, 48.
Oh.
Yes. See?
Oh, now I see how they came to that number.
That seems like a lot for one show.
It does.
Well, here's the problem.
What was that?
Oh, crap. This is my breakfast bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh, you broke it?
Yeah, I dropped it.
No, that's not good.
Here's the thing. I'm usually so loaded on heroin.
Right.
That I have a hard time holding on to the...
Oh,
what was that?
Another bottle.
Oh, man.
There goes another breakfast.
I asked for 48. Well, I usually only get 12 or 13 down because I'm dropping them.
So, oh, my gosh, that's another one?
Yeah, I have a hard time holding on.
Wow.
But you're still
drinking. Because the sores on my hands make my hands slippery.
What sores?
I have running sores for some reason on my hands.
Yeah.
Really icky.
And yeah.
Sometimes my teeth fall out into the bottle while I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
And then I just put that one aside because you don't want to drink out of that.
No, you really don't.
With a tooth in it. It's
right.
Not pretty.
But you do get 12 or 13 bottles down.
On a good day.
Yeah. In one day.
Yeah.
Before a show.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot to us.
Well, you're not a professional drinker, are you?
You're right
about
that.
That's true.
You're not a rock star, are you?
That's true, too. I'm not.
So you don't know the pressure I'm under when I have to go out and perform for people.
It doesn't seem like you feel much pressure. You show up about half the time.
I don't feel much of anything right now. That's for sure. But there's another mirror over there.
Wow.
What happened? You all right?
Ow!
Like the mirror.
It's a hell of a mirror.
The entire building shattered.
Right now it is 7:53, and time for the Ralph Showbizbeat.
It is indeed. Naomi Campbell, supermodel. You remember her, the one who goes nuts and throws phones at her assistants and kicked her housekeeper in the back of the head.
She's trying to find her pair of
jeans. Trying to find jeans in her closet.
Yeah.
She's ready to be a mom.
Oh.
She's announced.
No.
Yeah. The temperamental supermodel was unable to become pregnant until March of this year when she underwent surgery on what doctors thought was an abdominal cyst. Turned out just to be a big clot of evil.
Really?
No, I don't know what it was, but they removed something down there in her female parts, and now apparently she's good to go.
Damn, that was God's way of keeping her
from
reproducing.
That's what I'm saying. She said it's all in God's hands now. God already had his say.
He did.
He put a big blocker in there to keep you from getting pregnant. Then you went and messed around with things.
Wow. That's not going to be good.
No, it's not.
She shouldn't be allowed to have children.
No.
They'll never survive. They'll never live to see the ripe old age of 12, being around that crazy broad.
Doctor should have gone in, seen the big old clot of evil, and just said, can't operate anymore. Sorry.
I have no jurisdiction over evil clots. Here's an interesting list. This comes from Business Weekly Review magazine. I know it's hard to believe that an interesting list comes out of Business Weekly Review magazine, but they've done a list of the top 50 money-making entertainers from Australia.
Top 50 from Australia?
We can't know more than maybe 10.
You know almost all of them.
Really?
What?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. There's a ton of Australian entertainers that
are
big successes over in the States. And if they are going to be the top 50 money-making entertainers from Australia, they're going to have to do well in the United States.
I guess.
So you'd know more than you'd think. For instance, AC/DC is 8th on the list.
Sure.
Okay.
There's a name
sure.
You know. Country star Keith Urban came in at number 6.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an Australian children's group called High Five. Familiar with them?
Nope, never heard of them.
Kids love them.
Okay.
They're number 5th on the list. But here's the rest of the top 5, okay? Number 4, Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Sure.
Number 4, money-making entertainer from Australia on the list. Number 3, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you would expect. Number 2, this might be a surprise, Kylie Minogue.
That's not surprising to me. She's huge in Europe and
not
elsewhere.
A big star here,
no.
But around the world,
yeah.
Monstrous.
She's
yeah.
Huge.
Number 1 Australian entertainer, money-making entertainer.
Nicole?
No.
Mel Gibson.
New?
Really?
Oh, that was a good guess.
Good Men at Work. They're in the top 10, but not.
Men at Work.
No, Kevin, they haven't been in the top 10 since 1982.
Eric Bana,
not number one.
Number one? How can we not come up with number one?
Who is it?
The Wiggles.
Oh!
Children's group The Wiggles.
I didn't know they were Australian.
They are indeed Australian.
Yeah. Huh.
And they earned almost $50 million last year.
Those of you that are lucky enough to not have been subjected to them, they are for the under two crowd.
Yeah, if you have kids, you know who the Wiggles are.
Yeah. Really, really young kids. I mean, they grow out of it when they hit 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fifth.
Wow. Yeah. Those are some successful guys in colored sweaters right there.
Yes, they are.
They sure are. Eric Carmen, the name may not mean anything to you now, but back in the late 60s, early 70s, I guess up through the early 80s, he was quite the successful pop singer. The reason I bring it up is apparently he crashed his car in Orange Village, Ohio. Orange Village is just outside Cleveland. When cops showed up to give him a breathalyzer after the accident, he blew a .234.
Oh,
my God.
234 is higher than the limit?
Well, 0.08 would be the legal limit, so 0.234 would be approximately three times the legal limit of alcohol consumption.
This is a mess.
It's the second time in a year and a half that Eric has been arrested for drunk driving.
234.
He might have a problem.
You think?
I mean, yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
I'm no doctor.
You might have a problem, so you might want to check that out.
Wow.
Down there in Port St. Lucie, Florida, a woman has been arrested for breaking her husband's nose with a, excuse me, her boyfriend's nose with a vase because the reason she gave police, he's obsessed with Kim Kardashian.
Who isn't?
Well, don't tell your woman that because then she will hit you in the face with a vase.
Hard to measure up to Kim.
That may be just a Florida thing.
You think?
Yeah.
That's not how everyone settles their arguments?
I'm guessing not. I know the people in Florida are all crazy, 100% of them. So
yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
but I'd take a vase to the face if I could get near Kim Kardashian.
Right, but you'd have to have some payoff, not just
yeah. I'm saying
watching her on TV, going yeah.
Ooh, butt. Speaking of butts, butt-faced Star Jones is officially a single woman.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
New York Post says her divorce is finalized between her and her ex-husband Al Reynolds. They mutually agreed to a last-minute settlement last Tuesday, just before they were supposed to head into court proceedings. I'm guessing Star Jones doesn't want court proceedings regarding her relationship with Al Reynolds to be made public. That's probably why she caved and gave him a quick check.
Probably, doubt it. Yeah.
Because he'd say all kinds of fun things about her in court, I'm guessing.
She ugly! She ugly! U-G-L-Y! She ain't got no alibi! She ugly!
That's what he would say. So she's free. I'm just saying, if you're interested... Clear sailing. Nothing in the way.
Who would be interested in
her?
Go
for it.
Wow.
You got it.
She's the devil.
Good to go. Jamie Lynn Spears has laid down the law with her baby daddy, Casey Aldridge.
Did she get a bell?
Jamie Lynn Spears?
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Not old enough to get a bell.
She's still 17, right? Yeah, we need the bike bell.
Yeah.
Star Magazine says she told Casey that she wants him home by 7 on weeknights, 9 on weekends. She wants passwords for all his email and voicemail accounts and wants him to be available by cell phone to her 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Did he say, have a good life?
Apparently, he did say, no way. So now she's left him and gone to her mother's house, according to Star Magazine. See, the problem is Casey has a problem with other ladies. And 17-year-old mother, Jamie Lynn Spears, is trying to corral his wandering ways.
I'm sure she can.
Yeah.
He's not doing it right.
They're going to last forever.
Yes.
They really are. They got it. This is going to be great for her and the baby and him. Everyone comes out a winner in this situation, I'm guessing.
Wow. That guy either leaves or commits suicide. Those are the only two options that he has.
Well, that's how you keep a fellow around, by the way, start making demands and telling him exactly how he's going to live his life. That's the way you settle things.
Give me all your passwords right now.
Do this. Come home by 7. Here are 9. Punch in, punch out, here's your time card. And leave your balls in the jar before you go out. Here's the thing. We have to make some sort of rule that if your behavior is reminiscent in any way of people who live in a trailer park, you just can't be famous in our world anymore. Because I don't want to hear from these people anymore. I want them to shut up.
It's entertaining, though.
I want them to go away.
I like to hear dumb people talk. No comment. Just let it go. Let it go.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Do I have a morning show for you if you like that? I got one you should listen to if you like to hear dumb people talk. Today's celebrity birthdays, movie director Brian De Palma, 68 years old today. He's good. I like Brian De Palma, usually.
At times.
Let's see what else we got. Scott Patterson from Gilmore Girls turns 50. Moby is 43 years old today. Singer and actor Harry Connick Jr. turns 41. Jeremy Popoff of Lit is 37 years old today. Verve singer Richard Ashcroft also turns 37. John Buckland of Coldplay turns 31. And rapper Ludacris of 31, not of 31, he is 31 years old today. I was going to say Ludacris of Grammy-nominated fame. Yes. I don't think we located that. Kevin had an opportunity to announce Ludacris's name, I think, when he was announcing the Grammys.
Ralph, I know I told you that I had that an hour ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, we haven't found it. We haven't located it.
Well, what were you doing in the past hour, then? When you said, we'll have it ready for you for the next Showbiz Beat.
Look at an internet, watching TV.
Come on, ready?
You got it?
It's somewhere in here.
No, we're not going to play a two-minute file. We'll get it for you next hour.
No!
You can't say that. It's a minute 18, and I don't even know if it's in there.
We'll find out, won't we?
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney,
come on.
Send the number 1. Send the number 2.
Come on.
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once.
God
damn it. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance.
Come on.
Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word 1. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae.
Come on.
An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae.
This is not Luda.
Wow. With Carrie Underwood and Riscoe Flatts.
Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again.
Ludacris.
Okay, there you go. There we go. There it is.
All of that for Ludacris.
It was worth it.
Come on.
There's no downside in listening to that.
That's real.
That happened.
You did that.
I did do that.
That happened on planet Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. It did.
Good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That dude is Joel McHale.
He sure is.
All I have to say, Joel McHale, is eating that breakfast burrito is not going to help you get on the best beach body list on Us Weekly magazine.
Screw them.
Have you seen the new issue of Us Weekly where they did the best and worst beach bodies?
No.
And our buddy Joel McHale, unfortunately, was on the worst beach bodies list.
How dare they, Joel?
It's okay.
I thought you were looking quite svelte and trim and in quite good shape. I don't know what they were talking about. The hat,
apparently.
I would have given you points off for the hat.
Well,
that is to stop
the sun cancer.
I understand that. I've battled that myself.
People magazine would be argued with sexy geeks.
SexyGeeks.com, yes. Gave him Sexy Geek of the Month.
You're like the Geek of the Month.
You're Sexy Geek of the Month.
I mean, what's that?
I didn't know about Sexy Geek.
You don't Google yourself every day.
Not every day, but like every third day.
See this one where you have the little...
That doesn't look like a geek. That looks like a...
We put that on our
like
site.
A pedophile.
Advertising today's
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's To Catch a Predator's
it is.
Calendar that they're coming out with. That, I can't wait.
So, Soup Boy. Yes. I'm
March
Chris 18. Hansen. I'm wondering why you came here today.
I've got some condoms and wine coolers I got to unload. Is there any sweet tea?
Are you enjoying that lemonade?
Wouldn't it be great if a guy just walked in and was like, hey, where's my BJ? And
then Chris had to do it?
Just came in.
Yeah.
And then Chris had to do it?
Well.
Is that on anymore? I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, they had to stop doing it.
They did permanently?
Well, because...
Because of the dude with the gun?
No. The guy that shot himself was fine?
That wasn't enough to make him stop.
That was fine. Because in Texas, I can't believe I know this, if just having a conversation with a sexual conversation with a 13-year-old on the computer is a felony.
Yeah.
So
right.
When they showed up to his house, that's when he shot himself. Most places aren't that way. But it's because the pedophiles have gotten wind of it all.
Oh.
So if you
–
their little network was like, all right, if anybody's trying to lure you in just out of nowhere and it seems too good to be true, it is because it's Dateline.
For the last – year or two, they had people showing up going, oh, yeah, I watch that show all the time.
Yeah.
Or they talk about it in the chat. Or they chat, yeah.
Are you sure you're 13 and ready to hump? Because I saw a TV show where there were cops waiting at a guy's house. You're not that, right?
Was it a tip-off that my email address is 13 and ready to hump? But now he tried to do it in a he tried to do it on a pier or a dock. He tried to he lured them outside where he was going to meet them in the beach, and it didn't have the same sort of.
So they canceled it forever. Or
I just... think they're coming up with some other scheme.
Yeah,
the pools run dry of wacky pedophiles.
I didn't think that would ever happen. I'm glad to hear that maybe it has.
No, well, the heads up. They're not falling for it. That's the problem. Chris.
It used to be so much without the internet, I assume it must have been so much easier to catch pedophiles because he's just like, hey, there's the creepy guy driving around the school. Go get him.
Yeah. Right.
And now it's got,
he's got his pants down by the ice cream truck.
That guy's a pedophile. Let's go get him.
Problem. Sad thing is now Chris Hansen's gone to just dressing in short pants holding a lollipop.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just trying to bring him in on his own.
Wow.
What are you doing here?
It's just not really happening.
Has he ever been in? Has he ever come in?
Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen?
I believe he has once.
We talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
I think the most watchable show of the last 10 years. Yeah. Just so compelling to just at any it's great.
I think it would be better without his smugness, though.
No.
He sometimes makes me feel sorry for pedophiles, and that takes some doing.
I like how he toys with them like a cat does a mouse.
But he's an a-hole, and he acts like he's really trying to bust crime or something, when all he's doing is his little TV show there. He's got that
holier than thou. But when he reads them from the block, he goes, that's interesting.
What part of the Bible is this from? He gets him with that. Just shut up. What a slap, Chris Hansen.
Galatia 3:19.
How can you hate the dude that's not the pedophile on
that's
the show?
That's what I'm saying. That's how smug he is.
That's saying something.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have a lot. You can pretty much be.
It adds a layer, though. It adds a whole new layer to the show. Like when they go, I'm sorry I came here for your daughters. Or why would you assume I'm her father? Well, maybe because you're in a suit and you're the exact age of her daughter and you're in her home.
I know. He's a jackhole.
Are you saying that Chris Hansen needs to be more humble?
No. I'm saying, take Chris Hansen out of the equation. I'm saying, had the guy show up, boom, cops come out, draws gun, boom.
That's it?
Lights out.
Less of a show. Not as much a show.
No. That's absolutely.
Look, if you want to make compelling television.
And then they say, can I go now? And he says, go ahead.
Sure. I'm not stopping you. Nothing's stopping you from going. Knowing there's cops outside, I'm going to wrestle him to the ground.
Arm ever been pulled out of its socket by four guys?
Smug jackal. He's the Bob Costas of pedophile.
I can't believe you're upset with the guy that is stopping pedophilia.
I'm sorry. He's not doing it. That's what I'm saying.
Who's doing it?
The people, the righteous midgets or whatever that group is he works with, whoever they are.
Perverted justice.
Yeah. And the cops are doing good work and everything, but he's just all about him. Hey, I'm smarmy slick hair guy. I hate that dude.
So you're calling him smarmy.
Yeah,
and the
he
guys
is smarmy.
Who come in and get
I'm not
naked.
Saying they're good guys. Those are disgusting villains. They should be taken down, but he doesn't help. He's not helping. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
he's the Bob Costas of pedophile
and
hunters.
You know what? If he had been doing those things without
Ralph,
the big TV
why
show,
are you such a big fan
show,
of pedophilia?
Then the pool wouldn't have dried up and they could just keep catching people all the time. They didn't be able to put it on television, right? They could still be doing those things, still bringing bad guys
off
the streets.
Perverted Justice is still doing it.
As well they should. They do good work.
All the time, but they just illuminated
Chris Hansen's a jackhole.
Wow. Do you have a case pending?
Did something happen?
No, man.
I feel like he could be even more arrogant and just toy with him even more. And at one point just like... like bring the 13-year-old out naked and go, oh, is that what you wanted?
Oh.
Is that what you wanted? Oh, well come on over here. And then he would get slapped, like a rake would come up and hit him in the face.
See, reality television has changed you, man.
So he's not smarmy enough
for you.
In fact,
I'm going to pitch this to E! later on today.
They'll do it.
Maybe the Kardashians can host it.
Maybe we can get some more commercials of you eating cotton candy with Kim Kardashian and playing Ring the Bell with Ryan Seacrest or whatever.
No, but weren't you excited about e-summer programming? It was a circus.
I
it was a whole
to go
circus.
To that carnival,
they spent like $4 million on that. You better be excited. they had never spent more money on a promotion.
I know. It was very impressive.
All right. Joel McHale is here. We got to talk about America's Next Top Model because it's unbelievable.
Kevin's upset they have a tranny in the mix.
Well, it's a dude. I would think if I were a girl that got turned down for the show, I'd be upset because a dude made it.
See what he said? I think it's awesome. See? McCown's just been spoiled all this objection to
reality.
You've
been at the corner of Highland and Santa Monica and some of those guys. Wow.
Spencer and Heidi, Daniel Radcliffe, Stephanie on the Hills with the dumbest thing that's ever been said on TV. We got all that coming up with Joel McHale.
Yeah.
America's Next Top Model was back this week. As you know, this season there's a pre-op transgender vying for the title of top model, or at least top Tucker. But what you don't know is they've finally read my letters and added more science fiction to the show.
We're going to have you step into the Glaminator 11.0. Hit it, Alpha J.
System overload.
little bit of a technical difficulty. I didn't hear you.
I thought they stopped making 200-pound computers in the 70s.
Oh, see what you did there? Because Tyra's fat.
Well, she claimed she said it herself.
That she was fat.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore. Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore.
I gotta tell you, I watched that show for the first time, and I watched that program, that America's Next Top Model, because she drives me out of my mind.
Yes.
Tyra.
Yes. Well, she's back. By the way, her talk show is back.
Yeah.
Back for a new season.
Good for you.
I couldn't.
Life changing.
She's one of those people that everything she does, every look she has, every word she says drives me out of my mind.
Well, not a moment of it is genuine. That's the problem.
Well, here is something that'll make you feel better. She made about $18 million last year.
Yeah.
That makes me feel
I'm not kidding.
Better.
And the year before was $14 million.
Yeah. So they have a dude that's on America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
And they kicked off a bunch of girls for the dude.
That's good television, man.
Dude
equals ratings.
If you didn't know it was a dude, who are you more attracted to?
You can tell it's a dude. That's not a pretty...
Well, the problem is, yes, he's
okay,
he's
sure,
not
you can see
looking,
the Adam's apple.
Right.
No, but he's not a
hey,
good-looking girl.
Hey,
Tyra, how do you think I'm doing?
Right.
He's not a good-looking girl.
Yeah, there are some beautiful...
Did you see the broad guy, Shim, who was doing the Britney Spears impression on America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
I would so hump him. Smoking hot dude.
Really?
Way hot dude.
Freak.
The tranny on the model is not a good-looking woman.
No, really bad. And Tyra, everything about her is bad. And I watched that show and I brought in clips and I thought, who watches this?
Everybody watches it.
Joel McHale watches
it for the same reason I do,
I'm
which is
paid.
Badness.
No, but that show is huge. You talk to any girl between the ages of 12 and 30.
Don't they say...
And they'll go, I'm watching Project Runway and America's Next Top Model.
As is Bean.
In spite Bean. Of her... I mean,
I don't think she's the draw.
She can't be the draw.
I used to watch America's Next Top Model.
You mean the tranny or Tyra?
No, Tyra.
Tyra.
I'm sorry, which are they?
Tyra.
Is Tyra? Okay,
I don't know.
Yes.
Good point.
I don't think they're, but it's the, it's like setting up a nice dinner and then throwing a Wolverine onto the table because you want to see what's going to happen.
I guess.
God,
I hate her.
Plus, women love to watch catty women snipe at
They
each other.
Love it. Yes. And they love the confessionals. I mean, men do too. Of just giving like, I can't believe Tamira would do that. I'm going to take her down. I'm going to
put
Visine.
You're a fan of the confessional, right?
It is the lowest form of human behavior. It is the worst. It is just tedious, horrible bickering. And I swear to you, Big Brother, if I go to hell, that's what it's going to be. They're going to be like, welcome to CBS. You're in the house and you can never leave. And it's just going to be whispering and conspiring and whispering and conspiring
and
forever.
No one ever gets eliminated from the house.
No, well, that you think they do and then they just come, then they turn around, they're right there again.
Yeah.
And then I would spend most of my time trying to kill myself, and I would succeed, but then it'd be like Groundhog's Day. And you wake up every day.
What season are we in the Big Brother thing? Is it like 12 or something?
Yes, because for a while they were doubling up. I think it might be 16. And you know, in England, it's as big as Idol.
Yeah.
It is huge, and they get these gigantic...
But in England, you can see them doing some
stuff.
Yeah,
it's a little more explicit.
It's racy.
It's not just the confessionals.
Pretty much every other... All television around the world is more explicit than ours.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Girls Next Door is about as explicit as it gets.
Let's talk about...
And maybe The Shield.
Which is one of the best shows ever. Let's talk about Spencer and Heidi and NASCAR.
Flesh-colored beard.
Joel had this on his program.
Extra caught up with Heidi and Spencer just in time to see them both get booed at NASCAR, which may have depressed some artists to the point where they would take their pain and transform it into their greatest work. Luckily, Heidi's not an artist.
The thrill of thunder has Spencer and Heidi both hooked.
Definitely would love to do some kind of music video about racing.
Heidi, like racing a car. Jamie will pull up next to her.
Oh, if only NASCAR had put their seats on the track.
Unbelievable. That would be her first thought.
Yeah.
She should do a music video about NASCAR.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would watch it.
Actually doing music first.
You got to hand it to two people that literally have no talent.
I guess
you
do.
And are two of the most famous people in the country.
Why do we have to hand it to them?
Wait, that's what I don't understand. It just keeps happening. It just is this continuing.
We do it. It's our own fault.
Right. Well, the reporters, the photographers just keep showing up, and you wish they could be like, all right, just stop, because nothing interesting would happen if you weren't there. I mean, nothing interesting happens anyway. But they just continue to show up, and they continue. I mean, they're on the cover of magazines. The cast of The Hills was on the cover of Rolling Stone a month before Barack Obama. It's
there's your president and vice president right there, Spencer and Heidi. Boom.
Why did their heads explode?
No, that's the problem.
Nobody showed up.
Yes, that's what should happen.
But
they're televising
amazing.
Their lives where nothing happens, and people are watching in droves.
Yes,
I mean Spencer. I bet he would. He might skin her and wear her skin as a suit just to get attention. That's just my weird.
You gotta believe it will eventually go away, and then they'll kill themselves. Right? They'll dissolve into a puddle of alcohol and drugs.
I hope that happens soon.
Their bodies will wash up in the L.A. River after a big storm.
And there will be a lot of photos of it.
Good, as long as they're dead. I don't care. We'll take pictures of them then.
There's just going to be a whole new crop. It doesn't matter. Because now with reality celebrities, they don't have to do anything.
Ever.
I was at Toast. Thank you. And the Kardashians showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say 10 paparazzi were there, plus the e-cameras. And I was like, they're just eating lunch. They're not doing it. And then they sat there and, So what I did was I opened a wrist and I go,
how'd that work out?
First I offered them fresh ground pepper, and then I said O negative, and I bent my hand back and I bled all over their table.
And they didn't even notice.
And they just kept right on eating.
Now, especially Chloe.
And I got Kim a third chair for
her ass.
Before we leave the hills, though, I do want to play the Stephanie clip, which is maybe one of the dumbest things that's been said in quite some time.
Yes.
And Joel had this on his program.
Over on the hills, Stephanie is an idiot.
Now that, like, I totally live alone, I say we start having some kickbacks here. Kickbacks? High school style.
Nice. Is it nice to have your space back?
It's a little bit lonely. I gotta talk to the hamster a lot.
I thought it was a guinea pig.
Hamster or guinea pig?
Guinea pigs are, like, big. Hamsters are, like, this big.
She used to be a hamster. Now she's a guinea pig.
Yes, she grew into a guinea pig.
Do you see the use of music there?
Nicely done.
They brought in that awesome hip-hop beat, and that made it interesting. That is a conversation that was televised, and they went, this is one of the best things we've gotten this week.
Yep.
Out of all the footage we've shot, this is great.
Hundreds of hours.
We've cut away the fat, and now we've got the gold right here.
You know how sometimes you'd see Andy McDowell do some acting, and then you'd be like, wow, that was the best take they got.
Yeah.
That's the one that made it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andy.
Is she here? No, we're fine.
She's coming in at 9, but
she's
not
a big boy fan.
Oh.
You know that. Joel McHale is in the studio with us. He, of course, hosts The Soup Fridays, 10 o'clock on E, and he's got a lot of stand-up going on, a lot of stand-up.
September 20th, Anaheim. Grove.
At the Grove.
September 20th in Anaheim. And are you doing Vegas again? Because I saw your face. I was at the Mandalay, a couple weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago.
That might have been right before
And
Vegas
I saw one. Posters of you all over the place saying he's going to come here. And I was like, what? He's going to come here as a guest? He's not going to be on the
stage. He's going to stay at the hotel.
Joel,
just want people to know.
We've talked about your comedy shows many times.
Yes, I don't have any material.
Right. You keep saying that.
And you keep getting booked and keep making money by appearing on stage.
It is, every time I go out there, I am, believe me, terrified and I have no idea what's going to happen.
Psycho Mike, tell us about McCabe and his experience.
I came in this morning to work, and McCabe, who's the jock on before us, he says, oh, you're having Joel McHale on the show. I was in Vegas. I saw his stand-up show. He's great. He's a great stand-up. I said, you're kidding, right? We always make fun of him about not being a stand-up. No. I saw him in Vegas. He was he really handled hecklers well, and he had a great stage presence.
He was mostly introducing other comics, right?
No!
He was hosting a comedy show of other comics. No. I saw his stand-up. He was great. He was a stand-up.
It used to be McHale's cavalcade of comedy, where he'd bring in real comedians to kind of do the stuff.
To cover
now
stand
him.
In front of me. So,
what the hell?
Now you Listen, headline?
I can
now
tell,
you have an act?
Let me just say, I saw McCabe there.
Yes,
did you?
And a person who has not had meth hasn't had a hit, they are in serious trouble.
Right.
And they had to take him out.
Oh, wow.
So he had no clue.
I see.
I think they told him.
He was jonesing.
Yeah.
You liar!
It was really bad.
You're a headliner.
Well, you know, basic cable clip show hosts. They're, you know.
But you're a headliner.
But you keep making it sound like there's all these other people, and you're really just telling a couple of jokes and introducing them.
But you're not.
And
now.
That is a
now
lie.
I've been able to take some jokes and stretch them into 10-minute explanations and setups.
Well, I've heard you tell a story, so I believe that.
Right. I just tried to tell a story off the air.
An hour and a half.
I never even got to my point.
And we got lost.
That was the longest story ever. But so now you're getting booked for the headliner? I mean, is that the deal where you're not even bringing friends anymore?
Well, there came a situation about 4 months ago when my wife and I started a remodel, and we ran out of money.
Sure, that happens
so
quickly.
So I said,
now you're a whore.
I'll see you later. And I actually named the tour Thanks for My Pool, and which, of course, we haven't even gotten around to. But it's because I need to go out even more now.
So now it's a tour.
Yes, it's officially a tour because I go out almost every weekend now.
You do?
I don't know my kids.
And you've worked up what's your strongest chunk? What's the topic
Seacrest.
Seacrest?
Yes.
Well, that's got a lot of
and how he's
right
smooth
there.
Downstairs. Just completely smooth all the way around,
like a
much
doll.
Like a doll.
Yeah. You do an hour on that?
Yeah, I can sometimes make it an hour and 10.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Seacrest around the halls there at E pull out the emergency brow kit and start gelling down the brow?
Glendale!
What? I've heard he's got tweezers and he wears eyebrow wax or something to keep his unruly eyebrows in check.
An emergency kit, by the way, just in case.
I don't know if it's emergency. I have seen a new kit that is on the wall next to the emergency, and it just says Seacrest Productions on it. But I think there's a number of things in there. There's floss.
I see.
There's mouthwash. There's
for whatever emergencies might arise.
An anal bleaching kit. There's a lot of stuff in there. I do have a friend.
Has he ever had to come out of the boss over at E's office and have to use the mouthwash right after he comes out of that office?
Oh, wow.
I'm just wondering.
That's a great question.
I'm just wondering if that's
what
the mouthwash
is for. He knows. He heard that.
He hears everything.
Your answer is?
You're done.
Seacrest is going to crush him?
Yeah, he has his own army. He's become a country.
Yeah.
He's really very powerful, you guys.
Yeah.
Speaking
of people who have, I used to hate him. I used to think he was terrible. Now I think he's very serviceable. He's gotten much better. He's okay at hosting.
Sure.
He's really worked that into a career
he's
for
a genius.
I mean, really. We were talking about Spencer and Heidi.
Empire.
Have you seen him do live? Have you been to American Idol taping and seen him do a live?
No, I despise that show. No, but I think
he despise that show. It's a talent show.
Kevin hates American Idol.
I can't do.
He hates the music.
It's all music that I hate, sung by people who aren't doing it as well as the original artists.
So on Matt Alone Night, you were not interested
correct.
At all.
That's correct.
That was,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I can't understand it either.
I can't do that kind of stuff without being drunk. You know what I mean?
When they had songs of the band Bread, you were like, I don't want to watch this at all.
I am so not interested. And I know I'm in the minority, and everyone talks about everybody everywhere I go, so it drives me crazy.
I've been to it a couple times because I love it.
But I think he used to be terrible, and now he's gotten okay. He's fine.
If you see him do it live, it's pretty – to know that there's 30 million people watching, and then there's all those people, and all this stuff is happening around, and it's live, and he is just – it could – it's like
do
he's just
do you ever come out of Ryan Seacrest's office and use mouthwash is a better question.
Well, I have – what's that disorder that where your bad breath comes from your stomach?
Okay.
It's not a disorder. How dare you? Well, he also has now. I know. He does a radio show in London now that he broadcast a lot.
You have to give the guy credit for the amazing career that he has.
And he's
for
3'11".
Is he a midget?
I didn't realize it was incredible.
Tall. Wow, I didn't realize
he's got hair on the top of his feet.
he carries a ring everywhere he goes. He's trying to throw into a mountain. Very strange.
Sam Ganji.
I don't know how.
All right, we'll take a break. Can you stick around? You want to stick around for Ralph Showbiz?
Yes.
You're a showbiz expert.
Don't pollute my bit with Mikhail. Yeah.
No, I'll read it. I'll do it. That's fine.
I'll do the whole thing.
Who's a celebrity birthday today?
I'll let you know in about 10 minutes.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:52. Time for the Ralph Showbiz beat.
Not only is Joel McHale a star of stage and small screen,
yes,
but he's soon to be seen on the big screen as well.
Movie.
Yes, in a new Steven Soderbergh film.
Transformers 3.
Called The Informant.
The Informant.
Which brings me to my next story. Steven Soderbergh has just announced that he is in the early stages of developing a biographical film about Liberace.
Oh!
Interestingly enough.
Starring Joel McHale? How dare you.
The flamboyant pianist who passed away due to complication from AIDS in 1987. Apparently it's going to focus on his last big relationship with his live-in lover, Scott Thorson, who sued Liberace for palimony in 1982 for $113 million.
Did he win?
He settled for $95,000 in 1986.
Wow.
After Liberace's longtime denials that he was gay, saying there was no relationship between himself and Scott Thorson.
Wow.
That'll be good.
Michael Douglas said to be in talks to play Liberace, and Matt Damon in talks to play Scott Thorson, his lover. So,
all right.
Here's your
make it so.
Here's your gay news. Apparently, Soderbergh was driven to make a gay-themed film after spending a bunch of time with Joel McHale on the set of
sure.
The Informant.
What are you talking about?
How was that? How was that experience, by the way? Was it a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd like to do that all the time.
Make those movies?
A movie star?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's a good time.
That's good.
When's that coming out, do you know?
I think March.
March of next year?
No.
March of this year?
March of this year.
I missed it.
There's this time machine now that they have.
It's the tube of history.
They're going to go re-release Love Guru 10 years ago.
Britney Spears is back with photographer Adnan Galib, according to Star Magazine.
Hey! And so it begins.
The couple hit Vegas together at the end of August, secretly, says the magazine, and spent most of their time alone in their suite.
Yes, right, bro.
That's why secretly? They call it a suite, baby. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Yeah. That's great news. Do you think this is the beginning of another spiral?
I sure hope so. She's much more entertaining when she's off the tracks. Because
yeah,
really,
she's boring.
She's like, oh, she looks good again, and she's like normal and sane. Where's the fun in that? I want to see her spiral madly out of control.
This could be step one.
Could be. Katie Holmes is designing her own clothing line.
Oh. Of course.
Spacesuits?
The actress has always been interested in fashion, she claims.
Sure.
And is being tutored by none other than Giorgio Armani and his niece Roberta.
Oh.
Apparently, she will have a limited edition out with her stylist, Jeannie Yang.
Hey!
Ralph, have you ever been interested in fashion?
Called Holmes and Yang.
Or,
come on.
Or hygiene.
I remember Holmes and Yo-Yo. That was a good show. But I don't remember Holmes and Yang. There's two people right
Holmes
now left.
Yang
Holmes
was
and
great.
Yo-Yo.
Yeah, I don't even get that.
Apparently, Katie's themes are bondage, being kept away from your family, and shackles.
It says that?
No, it doesn't say that. I'm adding that. Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe lost his virginity at the age of 16, we found out, due to a magazine interview in Details. All he said was that he lost it to an older woman. When he was 16 years old, well, Us Weekly has gone the next step and identified the older woman. They say it was...
Dame Judi Dench.
It was the queen herself. 23-year-old Amanda Byrne is her name. She was an assistant hairdresser he met on the set of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and that's the woman who claimed Harry's
would that
wand.
Be statutory rape in the States?
In the States, 16 and 23, it would be, yes.
Hey!
Yes. How are you enjoying that Harry Potter? Chris Hansen comes out.
I'm just his hairstylist.
I see your hands on his goblet of fire.
What's with the wine coolers? And the webcam.
Balthazar Getty's wife is refusing to file for divorce, despite the fact that her husband is very publicly romancing Sienna Miller. Word is that she doesn't have a lot of money, so she's playing her cards right by staying married to Balthazar so she can keep a larger portion of his future earnings from the hit TV show Brothers and Sisters.
Do they have a kid?
They have four children.
Oh, well, that's really great.
One's less
than
a year old.
One is about 10 months, yeah.
Good guy.
So she's holding on to Balthazar Getty for the cash, which I think no one can really blame her.
Yep. Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
And speaking of relationships, the next celebrity wedding, the London Sun is speculating that it is going to be Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson. Word is they are making plans within the next 6 months to become Mr. and Mrs. Well, Mrs. and Mrs. Ronson.
Nope, you had it right the first time.
Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Ronson. Yeah.
That's just speculation of who might get married?
Well, no, they say they have inside information that within the next 6 months they're making plans. There will be a wedding.
That they've been scoping out sites.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Here in California.
I don't think you could do it in Hawaii.
Yeah, you could, couldn't you?
Legally?
I don't know.
Sweden. Chateau Marmont. One of the speculated locations for the wedding. So we'll have to wait and see. And speaking of
weddings, and divorces. Star Jones is now officially a single woman. Congratulations, Joel. You finally got a
clear
free shot.
Great.
Good luck with that.
New York Post says the former host of The View and her ex-husband Al Reynolds mutually agreed to a last-minute settlement right before they were set to head into court proceedings. So they're both moving on with their lives.
That's too bad for the soup, really, and for you guys, that they decided to settle out of court.
Yeah, it really is, because we could have heard some fascinating stories if they had gotten to the courtroom. I'm sure that's why Star was so quick to write a check to Al, because she didn't want anything coming out publicly.
Sorry, that was a totally accidental bill.
You're going to call Star Jones?
Totally accidental.
Or for Al Reynolds?
No, just I hit it on an accident. It was not meant.
A bell out of
nowhere?
Take it back.
I apologize.
Right, Al reportedly will be celebrating with a huge party at Rage this weekend. So.
No, it's at the Abbey.
It's at the Abbey.
To move it because of
Rage
fire
was
codes.
Booked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 24-hour fitness.
Amy Winehouse in the sauna. Amy Winehouse still on a roll.
Yes.
Apparently, she was kicked out of the Wellington Hotel in England this weekend after trashing her room and shouting at guests and members of the staff. Word is she tried to barricade herself into her penthouse suite with some friends after drinking the Joel McHale breakfast, which is a bottle of vodka.
Wow. Cheers.
And a donut.
Why would anyone go near her anymore?
I don't know.
Every single store, every day, there's something about her.
Yeah.
Does she sing anymore?
Yeah, she just performed this past week at something called the Festival.
Which is shocking.
The Festival, by the way, sounds like a Doctor Who's Doctor Seuss gathering, doesn't it? We're going to celebrate the Festival.
Isn't that the one where the concert writer came from?
Yeah, that's where we found out.
Where what?
Her concert writer was 48 bottles of Jack Daniels in her dressing room. That was one of the things
is
she had.
Is that unreasonable?
No, not for me.
Not for one person.
No, it's fine.
No, it's good.
Good for her.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Yes.
Brian De Palma, movie director. Have you done a movie with Brian De Palma yet?
Six
movies with him? That's good. He is 68 years old today. Moby turns 43. Harry Connick Jr., actor and singer, is 41.
Harry Connick Jr. has been famous for now, like 30. Remember, he was like a child prodigy.
He started as a kid, yeah. And he's married to that Jill Goodacre, that model from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Yeah.
John Buckland, guitarist for Coldplay, turns 31. And rapper Ludacris is 31 years old today. Oh, I remember it was yesterday where Kevin was announcing the Grammys.
Don't even start.
I wonder if Kevin was announcing at the Grammy Awards how he would pronounce Ludacris.
Dude, we don't have it. I told you we don't have it.
I wonder how that would sound.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to play the whole file of badness.
See, Joel doesn't know. We had to play it for Joel. He doesn't know.
Kevin,
I don't know what you're talking about. Kevin I remember his voice all over the Grammys.
Kevin was hired to be the announcer of the Grammys.
He's great at it.
Yes. Well, the thing is, he sounds great on the show because apparently they pre-record a lot of the stuff.
You mean he doesn't sit on a mic?
I do that too, but most of it is
pre-recorded. And the reason is Kevin sometimes has a hard time getting the names of the nominees out.
Yeah, but his velvety fog voice... I assume eventually would get it right.
Well, there's a fog involved.
Now, are you saying
it's in his mind?
Are you saying that there would be a tape
somewhere?
I believe we have him trying to lay down many of the nominees' names on the voice tracks while they were recording. I believe.
Here we go. Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1. Send the number 2. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once...
Mary J.
God f***ing it. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance.
That is pretty hard.
Sorry, people.
It's a hard thing.
I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with Come on. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. Wow. With Carrie Underwood and Riscal Flatts.
Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again.
Ludacris, the 49th Annual Grammy Awards will continue.
Let's do it again.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is well
no,
past Ludacris.
No, you're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. That's gay writing. You know that, right? Okay. No, I want to do it again. That's vodka and Red Bull for 4 days in a row in Miami.
Okay.
I could quite possibly die during this recording session.
All right. I wish you had more time. That was all for Ludacris?
No, that was for Joel.
No, that was pretty great.
You had to pull back the curtain, let him know.
I wish they would just let some of those go. Yeah. I mean, if you could just...
Show would be so much better. I wish they would let him do everything
live. Here
comes
some other people. I don't know what they do, but they sing, and apparently it's going to be an incredible moment. Go ahead.
Incredible perf.
Oh, the Eagles. Here come the Eagles. I remember them. Okay, yeah, the Eagles are going to come up. They're going to be up here.
Joel McHale is hosting the Soup Fridays at 10 on E, and he's going to be at the Grove at the on the 20th of September. And he's
in Vegas. When are you in Vegas? Again,
October 24th.
So you can
Force?
See
Force.
Force. Hey,
oh,
see?
No, catchy. You got his disease.
Riddle catchy.
With Corinne Balrary.
Ludacron will be there.
Ralph Garman.
Joel McHale still here?
Still here. Not going anywhere.
Look, if you're here, you keep the headphones on. That's the
rule. Is Kat coming in next?
She's coming in a few minutes, yeah.
You can't wait for the...
You're going to sit through that show?
The, what is it?
The exciting handover?
The rewind 12 to 1 lunch.
Yeah, we haven't done that in like 10 years.
I just assume every station does that, no matter what it is, even talk shows. They're just like, we're going to go back to some dialogue we had 10 years ago.
We have a friend who is the spokesman for the CEA, the Consumer Electronics Association, Jim Barry, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Guys, how you doing today?
Good.
Good.
I couldn't help but noticing the other day when my computer said that iTunes has an update.
Yes.
That looks like pretty much everything's different. Have you been on iTunes yet?
I have a Zune.
You have a Zune?
A Zune.
They're changing that too, by the way.
No. I don't have a Zune.
Okay. No.
Who's got a Zune? Seriously.
You're the one with the Zune.
He doesn't have it. No, he's just kidding. Jim, tell us about what Apple's doing. They redid iTunes. They redid a bunch of their iPods.
Yeah, they have a new line. You know, it's really interesting. And you not only would you notice going on iTunes, but just reading any newspaper or looking at any TV station on Tuesday, it was all about this big announcement from Apple. You know, and that continues to amaze me, the way, the kind of press coverage that they get.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for them to live up to it when they have an event. And usually Steve Jobs will come out with some big surprise, which he didn't do this time. But they did introduce some new iPods for the fall, and they lowered the price on, like, the Touch by between $70 and $100, depending on which model. And they did some updates to iTunes, and also, I think, for a lot of folks, most importantly, they got NBC television programs back.
Yeah, that's been a long time. NBC
It's been about a year. Yeah, NBC.
Can I get America's Got Talent on my iPod now?
Well, you can get lots of programs. I don't know about specific ones.
Why don't you take some time and go look it up?
Well, I'll tell you what has been missing for a long time, because NBC wanted to have people pay more.
Yeah.
So they took all of their content off of iTunes, and, you know, Office and shows like that used to be on there. Now they're gone. Now they're back. In high def now.
Apparently the new ones, the newer shows will be either $1.99 or in high def for $2.99. And then they have some older shows like Kojak and so forth, for those of you who remember.
Yes.
Telly Savalas in the good old days, and those would be like 99 cents. So, you know, I think it's really interesting, and you mentioned Zune, too, perhaps humorously, but the iPod still has 75% of the portable digital music player market.
You're preaching to the choir here, baby.
That is an unusual number. I mean, that is a crazy amount.
Well, it's unbelievable, and, you know, this is after about 7 years, you know, I've been watching the electronics business for almost 30 years, and you don't see companies keep 75% of any market for that long, but they have. And this is kind of a step ahead to keep ahead of the market for the big holiday selling season that's just coming up.
So wait, what was the big, huge innovation with the iPod?
Yeah, that's what
the
iTouch, know.
Other than lowering the price.
What's new about the iPod, too?
No, I mean,
that's the iTouch.
Basically, they're lowering the price.
So then there was no technological...
There's no huge tech... that was one of the disappointments, that there was no giant announcement at this press conference. And part of the... a lot of the buzz also was about how Steve Jobs looked, you know, and he looks thin, and they were wondering, is he sick? Is he healthy? That kind of stuff. And he actually addressed that and said, I'm fine. He said, you know, he quoted Mark Twain, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
That's one of those companies that would... seems like would be hit pretty hard by
you're right, more than
what did he say about his appearance? Why is he so scared?
Well, he had cancer, I think.
They have admitted he had cancer surgery a couple of years ago, I guess. But they apparently, when he showed up for the iPhone 2.0 announcement he looked a lot thinner than he had. And you see the pictures of him at this, and he's a thin guy. You know, he said he could stand to add 10 or 15 pounds. You know, I'd swap him those in a flash.
Yeah, you'd give him those 10 to 15 pounds?
How big are you?
I'm bigger than Steve Jobs, I'll tell you that right now.
Now, I bought a new 32-gig iTouch about a month ago.
Right. Much cheaper now.
So now it's $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
So this is just really making a lot of people like me mad.
Well, it happens.
They can tend to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Same thing with the iPhone. When that first came out, everybody paid, what was it, $499, $599?
Yeah,
right.
And
right.
then they dropped the price. But well, they ended up sending people a rebate for that, didn't they?
They did send a rebate. And perhaps they'll do that with this. That's one of the, you know, being out in front as they are and innovating so rapidly, it's one of the things. They have a core audience. And customers that really they can do anything they want, but as their market expands, you really have to address folks like you were just saying that, hey, I just bought one and suddenly the price is down. You know, that's one of the hazards of being an early adopter in electronics is you're always going to pay a little bit higher price, but typically they don't come down that quickly.
Yeah,
right.
That's the kind of thing that can make people crazy and can really hurt a company's goodwill. But I think, you know, the other part of this, I was saying that they're trying to get into, they're trying to stay ahead of the market. Those of us in the business tend to think that everybody's got an iPod, right? I know in my family, in my house, my girls have them. Everybody's got them. Seems like everybody's got them. But
you keep girls?
Yeah.
No, he's talking about his kids.
Like,
his kids.
Okay.
I'll clarify that.
Much
my daughters,
more specific.
Have them. And one of the interesting things, though, is the market penetration is only about 50%. That means there's about half of households that don't yet have portable digital music players, iPods or any of the others, Zunes or Sony Walkman or whatever you'd like to buy. So there's a lot of upside there, and that's why Apple is trying to stay ahead of the market, because all the other guys, as they look at it, they say, well, we can't get 75% of the market they already have, but of the next 50%, we'll get a piece of that.
So is this price reduction going to help that?
Yeah, I think it will, because there's a lot of them out there. You can take, Samsung, Panasonic, RCA, SanDisk. You pick the company. There's a lot of them starting at around $50 for flash memory kind of portable digital music players. And people call them all iPods or MP3 players.
That's true.
And 1-800-DENTIST. It's become a generic term, even though iPod is only the Apple
I'm sorry.
Do I hear the entertainer in the background?
Is there a player piano?
Well, yeah.
What do you got ringing there?
Well, that's some of the girls are playing the piano.
Oh, all right. The girls that you keep there?
Exactly.
All that's right. How they lure them in.
Jim, we got to run. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Hey, do
we
get something free for talking to you?
All right, thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Okay. By the way, he comes in and brings all of the new electronics, and we say, dude, just leave something.
Accidentally, one thing. Never.
Never?
Not one damn thing.
He's not a friend with benefits.
Why would you even talk to him anymore?
That's a good question.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get a prize. It is a pair of tickets to Knott's Soak City. Let's begin with Zach in Simi Valley. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What
it do, Zach?
What it do? So on Saturday afternoon, we took our boat up to Lake Castaic.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the water, and there was a small brush fire over the hill.
Uh-huh.
So we were watching all the choppers dump water and stuff on it, and they had these two big Super Scooper planes. They're like bomber planes that they outfit to dump water on the plane,
right.
on the fire.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they must have been empty, because they come around the hill, and they land and do a touch-and-go land and scoop up water less than 100 feet from our boat.
Dude, I heard that one time this
I heard
scuba
that.
Diver
in the lake
was in the
lake and got dropped right on the forest.
Yeah,
and they found stuck in a tree.
They found his body burned in a scuba suit in the fire.
It's crazy,
yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's a great ride now at Universal Studios. Water scooper,
the fire department,
lake backdraft.
That's just that didn't really happen.
No,
that was
it
just
never
one
happened.
Of those.
I don't know if what Zach was talking about.
That really happened.
You're
it just happened.
Yeah.
On TV.
Great story.
Speaking of things that just happened, Darren in Anaheim. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, breaking news on one of those AM radio stations. Kanye West just arrested at LAX for beating up some photographers.
For actually vandalism.
Yeah, it's on TMZ. Yeah. I guess apparently he grabbed a guy's camera and threw it to the ground, smashed it. And then
someone was videotaping him doing that.
Yes.
And he came after the guy with the video camera.
And they arrested him for felony vandalism.
Wow.
Those two words seem like they're opposite.
We got to talk to Harvey tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get the scoop.
Exactly.
Find out what's going on with that.
Thanks, Darren.
Kanye, good times.
Well, he's going to lose a lot of money, but now he's got like four songs for his next album.
That's true. Photographers don't like black people.
Let's go to Michael in Irvine. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. What it do, boys and girls?
What it do?
I went to an Angel game a few nights ago, and I sat field level behind the Angels dugout. Man, that's the place to go. I saw three women flash their boobies.
Really? At the Angels?
Oh, yeah. One of them got escorted out, but the other two didn't.
So she was flat?
That's not because of indecency, because the rally monkey down there, that he goes nuts when he sees breasts.
He was breastfed.
He will attack.
He'll rip your nipple off.
What if they could use one of those the scooper planes, fill it with vodka, and drop it on the Angels crowd?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or beer. Hot dogs. That'd be great.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Let's go to Olga, who is calling from Santa Ana. Good morning, Olga.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Dos fedanya.
Okay, so it was my birthday on Monday, and my husband got me a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And
51?
So it's a Nordstrom's bag, and I open it, and it's Jessica Simpson shoes.
He stole Jessica Simpson shoes for you?
Oh, it's her line of shoes.
Oh.
And I looked, and I was kind of disappointed, but then I slapped them on, and they were really comfortable. And I asked him, what in the world made you get these? And he's like, well, isn't she a star? I don't know, but she's pretty hot. So he thought he couldn't go
she's
wrong.
She's hot, so maybe you'll get hotter if you wear her shoes? Is that what he's hoping?
Great husband.
Are you less than hot?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Let's get back to the fact that she's named Olga, and she's clearly Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Santa Ana.
There aren't a lot of Olgas around Santa Ana, are there?
I don't know. It's a German name, so...
Thanks.
I think that was his point.
Santana,
Germany.
But, okay.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Santiago in Hawthorne Heights. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that whole physics machine that was going on.
The black hole?
Yeah, the black hole thing.
Going to destroy the Earth, yeah.
You know that? Oh, by the way, what it do, nephew?
Yeah, what it do, Santiago?
You know, it's all propaganda. Yeah, you know, I know it is happening and everything, but you know that Dan Brown movie is coming out?
The what movie?
Dan Brown?
That prequel to...
Oh, Angels and Demons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Is that about the black hole?
I can't believe the coincidence between that movie coming out and the Atom Smasher coming out.
Well, the hole got to be black that they've been building for years and years.
Do you think there's any way that they...
Millions and millions and millions?
Could they... Do you think Angels and Demons could be released when Atoms smash together, Santiago?
No. I'm just saying, you know, how funny it is, how it's all, you know, the media bringing it up and coming out next month.
Here's the thing that fascinated me is that there are scientists who believe the world's going to end, and that's why I was interested. Because if there are scientists that are saying, hey, maybe this isn't going to work, maybe we're going to have a black hole, maybe the world's going to end, I don't know. Put it off a bit. Think about it. Go
you
over
really
it.
You're nervous about it?
You thought there might be a black hole that eats the Earth. Wouldn't you be nervous?
It's
possible.
Ralph, which scientist did we talk to? We talked to a scientist
from Caltech or something.
And we said, are there real scientists who believe that a black hole might be created that would swallow the Earth? And he said, there are some people that think that.
Kooks.
There are kooky scientists.
You don't even know the name of the scientist you spoke. You're like, you know, we talked to the scientist from that place that has the word cal in it.
It was the dude from Caltech.
Probably a botanist.
There was a scientist.
I don't care what religion he is. He was a scientist.
That was related to this story.
So you were able to find some crazy guy who thought the Earth might end.
He wasn't crazy. He was a scientist.
You know, when they tested the bomb back in
the atom bomb.
40s, the atom
is this
bomb.
Drunk history.
Here comes. One guy thought it would blow up all Arizona. And
no
one agreed with him, but if you had gotten him on the radio...
But we're saying that until all scientists, at least most scientists, agree, you could hold off on the atom smash.
So they're sure there isn't going to be a black hole.
You think there should be a survey of scientists before they turn it on?
Are we asking too much?
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Is it possible that the world's going to end? Okay, let's take a little survey.
Every day it's possible the world's going to end.
Err on the side of caution.
You don't know.
In a related story, I saw Tom Hanks' hair in Angels and Demons, that movie, and I thought that was going to end the Earth. I thought his hair was going to swallow
up the planet. Is it just as bad?
It's horrible.
They had to smash atoms over his scalp.
To get his hair to look like that.
All right. Thanks to everybody for calling.
How relieved are you?
I don't know yet.
The particles haven't hit yet, Joel.
No, they had
a test.
They did a test.
They turned it on yesterday.
But they don't know when the particles are going to hit. They haven't hit yet. The machine's working, but the particles have yet to smash into each other.
They're avoiding each other.
They haven't done the Big Bang.
Particles
are
not
getting along.
They're trying to recreate the Big Bang that started the universe.
Doesn't that seem bad to you?
I think it's on a smaller scale.
Oh, is it?
Oh, they have slightly smaller.
Control just over
where'd you
the
get
size
your degree? Exactly.
You've watched way too much Star Trek. What if it just blows up half of France? Won't you be
fine.
Kind of happy about
yeah,
that?
That'd be fine with me. What if it blows up half of Switzerland, though?
Oh, that's pretty cool there. They have all that hot chocolate.
Cuckoo clocks.
Oh, cuckoo clocks and hot chocolate.
Oh. Think what we'll be missing then.
Yeah.
Smart
is
ass.
It Roger Federer from there?
I think
what
so.
What will he do? He'll be so depressed and not number one anymore, probably.
Oh. Thanks to Joel McHale, who hosts The Soup.
And our show, too, apparently.
And yes. Our show.
Sorry.
Friday's at 10 on E!
I just never left.
And he's also going to be at the Grove.
September 20th.
September 20th.
Next Saturday.
And
not this
thank
Saturday.
You for the pool tour.
Yeah.
Which is literally
I
what
like
it's
that.
Called.
Yes.
Vegas
very
in
cool.
October, too. You can check him out.
October 24th.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have clips from the new Metallica CD, Death Magnetic, which, by the way, is awesome. Really.
That's the word.
Really good. Carly Pope will be here.
Oh!
Oh! She was one of the stars in TV series Popular,
right?
For those of you who don't know. Mm-hmm. And she's in a new movie called Young People Effing.
Yes.
Which is what Mike is doing to the bell.
To the bell
don't
yeah.
do
stop.
That to the bell.
Stop. And
stop.
Carly was one of my co-stars in Two for the Money with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey.
Well, that's where most people know her from.
So we will.
They don't know you.
We'll be telling stories
her.
About the set.
Hey, did when you were on the set of Two for the Money, did Matthew McConaughey's brother Rooster ever show up?
Rooster did not show.
Did he bring his son Miller?
Miller Lite was not there.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Nor was Rooster.
But, Rooster, Miller Lite, get over here. I want to meet someone.
Just Matthew.
Ralph Garman
brushing his teeth a lot.
Hippies. I mean, period.
Hey,
hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. Hippies.
I sure hope those Astros win.
Yeah, it's going to be
talking
great.
A lot of baseball.
Ralph, you want my toothbrush?
Movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. Petros Papadakis will be here talking about USC football.
Petros?
Yes.
Hey, you must be happy with your Eagles, buddy.
How about the Eagles?
How about my Seahawks?
He has ADD worse than I do.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Right.
This is how he gets 80 minutes of material.
That's why the soup works so well.
This is working out on us.
The Atom Smasher.
Hey, look at you. You're wearing a shirt. Wow. Lights are on. Hey, boy, what's the stage made of?
Shades, bright lights.
I got something in my shoe.
There's a lady. Look at the lady. I like ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale. And K-Rock's 100 Days of Metallica continue. You score tickets to see the band, plus you qualify to win the band's gear, the drum kit, the bass, the two guitars, the microphone.
You're all business, Kevin, aren't you? You're just sticking
to
the script.
You're like Jim Barry now.
Yeah, really.
I can't stop it.
We're having old conversations over here, Kevin. Wow. I don't know if you noticed or not. Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop. She's got The Offspring. She's got MIA. She's got Slightly Stupid. She's got Rise
got
Against.
Slightly Stupid right here.
And
there's
more.
A band called Slightly Stupid?
Yes.
That's great.
That's part of 40 Minutes Nonstop with Kat next.
Yeah, thanks, Bean.